This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Me.
Here we go. Test 1-2.
God, I can't believe how I feel.
Test 1-2.
Do you ever doubt your beliefs?
No. Oh, no. I never doubt that there's a supreme being. No, I never doubt that.
With all you've seen, with the pain to yourself.
Here's what you want to listen for in this cut.
Yes?
In a few moments, Larry is going to be upset because Jerry refers to Larry's kid, Chance, as Chase.
Chase, and Larry doesn't like that one little bit.
Do you ever doubt your beliefs?
No. Oh, no. I never doubt that there's a supreme being. No, I never doubt that.
Right. Jerry.
All you've seen with the pain to yourself.
Larry.
I wonder about if they're watching the store and if they're just paying attention to somebody that really needs them.
Who?
But, you know, they're either in Cambodia taking care of those children, or they're over in Australia making sure that they're paying attention, or whatever the hell they're doing. They're busy up there.
Okay.
I don't know if you can equate what they do and what we see on the planet. I really don't know.
But you believe they are there.
Oh, I certainly do. All I have to do is say to you,
God by command,
look at Chase.
Chance.
Yeah, look at him.
Chance and Cannon, they were here before. The
Chance. Is that an accident? I mean, that's your
son. It's an accident. You got the name wrong, Jim.
Look at him. Look at Elizabeth.
Hold on, I got to back that up a little bit, because Larry actually says...
It's Chance. Chance and Cannon.
Chance and Cannon.
He ain't before.
You
just met him.
All I have to do is say to you...
Jerk.
Look at Chase.
Chance, you
mean. Yeah, look at him.
Chance and Cannon, they were here before. The
Chance. Is that an accident?
Before. What are you doing?
I mean, that's your son.
Why are you doing this?
Look at him.
No,
look at Elizabeth.
You're not allowed.
That came from what?
Chance.
Someone didn't plan that?
Chance.
Come on.
Cannon.
That's not an accident.
What are you doing to me?
you
jerk. You're a jerk.
Ah, no, that's funny.
Sure.
Enough Larry and Jerry. Let's just say... Hello.
Well, hello.
This is Michael Scott Shannon with a quiz for you, Mil Drysdale.
Well, Milburn Drysdale standing by and ready for a delightful little quiz.
The feature, completely lame groaners.
I'm ready.
The question, who wrote them?
Very good.
Did these come from the prep service or from the boy with the big head?
Hmm. Let's see who wrote them.
Hello. This is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What's the most dangerous summer concert tour?
Which one?
Lola Fallujah.
That's Rob.
Wait until the end.
Oh, all right.
What's a well-known verse from an Alanis Morissette song about home air purifiers?
What?
Isn't it ionic? Hello.
Hi.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What brand of dog biscuits do hot-looking moms buy?
What?
Milf Bone. Now, out of groaners. So, Mil, who wrote those?
First one, Rob.
No, one person wrote all three.
Oh, all three.
It's all or nothing. We need your decision now. There could be a car with hot cash in the glove box.
I'm going to go with Rob writing all three.
That's right.
No.
No. No.
Thank you, complete sheep.
Wow.
Wow, I thought that Lola Falana was.
That had to be Rob.
And Rob all over.
See, here's the one that there was a fourth one that would have led you to totally believe that it's from the dumb prep sheet.
Okay.
What would you call?
That's wrong.
What would you call huge errors made by Condoleezza Rice?
What?
Glaring mistakes. Don't you know
is that like glaring the eye?
There?
Yeah.
Like that in their Barry Bonds thing.
She has a stand.
So it's chance.
It's chance. Joke.
I like your phone, phone.
Hey, now.
Thank you. Don and Mike Show.
Let's give it started in here.
Everybody here. Get into it.
Hello.
You ever got hung on a painkiller?
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
Hello, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Everybody.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Half operating. Anyway, here's the thing for Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. With his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood and all the ships at sea. Their blood comedy level never drops below a 0.12.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The people have voted, and I want to thank each and every one of them. They have made Doris, the ugly stepsister, my animated alter ego from the smash hit Shrek 2,
shut up,
the winner of the Far, Far Away Idol competition. It's in the new DVD.
I'm talking about retarded.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode.
We haven't even started yet.
On this Wednesday. A Wednesday, Mike.
Wednesday.
1-1-1-0-1-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi,
Buzz. No, he's not retarded.
Okay, yeah, your voice is okay.
Oh, 0-4.
It's better today. What did I say?
You said 1-4.
1-4. Well...
Are you better today, Buzz?
I think so. My voice you'll hear come and go today, but mostly it's back.
You sound good. Glad you're with us. And thanks for listening. Everybody's on a Mike Show. Yep, it's the 10th of November, 20-04.
Mm-hmm.
Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM, call 202-432-1067. What are you doing?
Where did we get these glasses?
I think Beth Ann just bought them.
She bought them from a store?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Okay.
Did she bring them from home?
That's a very important question with what I'm going to suggest.
Oh, dear, she's moved.
They haven't been brought from home.
I will say they are the perfect color for drinking absinthe. No. Yellow polka dots.
I don't get what's going on there. Hi, Beth. I don't see what you see.
Well, let me just hand it over to you so you can take a closer look.
Right at
the rim.
Look at the glass. At the rim.
Okay.
There's like some kind of spooge.
That's after Mike's
screen. Are these your glasses?
Yeah, from the dishwasher.
Oh, dear.
What kind of detergent do you use in your dishwasher?
I don't know. Electrosol, whatever it is.
You know what, Beth Ann?
What?
You really need to give these glasses. Hold on, Mike's got another one for me to look at. You were very nice to bring these glasses.
Yes, they're perfect.
For the absinthe show, but
otherwise.
I'd say...
Are they dirty?
Mike keeps giving me...
Well, perhaps it's detergent buildup.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mike, I've got four of them over here now. Okay. All right, your point is well taken. Beth Ann, we've certainly have moved into an era where women are...
You know, with that incredible work ethic here at the radio station, I'm sure something's got to give.
Women are treated as
equally...
Yeah,
I put them in the dishwasher.
But why don't you be a good girl and just go down to the sink and hand wash these dishes for all the boys.
Okay.
Give them a switch.
These glasses, not these dishes. These glasses.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
You may as well just...
Mike's found another one.
Leave them all on the tray.
That's the best one. Look.
You know, look, there's a big... This is like CSI. I can't describe the stains that I'm seeing. Robbie, see the...
Look at that one.
Check out the stain.
Look at that. That's the granddaddy right there.
Like that there.
Check out that one.
We can match
that stain.
That lip print in our database.
Check out that.
That's not a lip print.
Do you drink a lot of chocolate milk?
It's a detergent buildup. I'll speak to you about it later.
Buzz, neat freak. Anyway, they're very dirty, Beth Ann.
Very dirty. But
For like running them through a dishwasher, they're filthy.
You should take the whole tray.
That's all dirty.
The whole tray?
The whole tray?
No. Jennifer's bringing...
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
What, Beth Ann? What?
Hold on. You're talking to
a lady. What? There you go.
Jennifer is bringing a pitcher of ice water.
And that's your daughter?
Yeah.
Now, listen, She came in. Let me just break in here. She came in like 5 minutes before the show started and said, we need ice water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the drinks today.
We need ice is what we need.
And, I said, I think...
Either or both.
The formula, I believe, is...
You with me on that one?
Oh, yeah.
We have a refrigerator upstairs with ice. Yeah. And we have water. I mean, what else do we need?
Well, this cat from Prague is going to be making them, right?
And he said ice water, the colder, the better.
Right. The colder, the better.
All right. Well, he's got to start making his magnificent brew here pretty quick.
Yeah. And can I tell you, just so you know, the pitcher she's bringing is clean, but we only use it for iced tea. So it's got like...
And there's an iced tea ring.
It's got a ring around the collar.
The iced tea will discolor a pitcher.
Okay. Of course. Go clean.
Especially when it sits and sits and sits.
Can I tell you? Wow. Can I tell you something, Beth Ann? You've worked here.
You've worked here at 8 o'clock on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen.
You've worked here about 6 months, and you're really great. But now, as you have a sterling silver like plastic tray, and you're carrying 8 glasses, can I tell you something? You've never looked sexier. I think that really is your calling.
True. There's something about a woman doing something domestic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's wonderful.
If you gave her some suspenders and loaded her up with those 8,000 different pins, she could go work at TGI.
It's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Remember, at the end of the show, we don't tip on tax or booze. So,
so that's
it's chance.
The deal is this.
Oh yeah.
It's that time again, cats.
Yeah.
It's that time to take a trip into the world of absinthe. Dude, it's going to be a trip. I'll be your pilot for the trip.
Yeah. You've been informed by the powers that be.
Yeah.
Since Donnie's driving the car, unlike that one time where they let you drive with the bottle between your legs. They're not letting you do that anymore.
Because technically, I only had one drink the last time we did the absinthe show.
One big one.
Right. Big, gigantic one.
But so, nary again after that show. But that's not going to prevent the rest of us from enjoying the program.
No, and here's your lineup of drinkers today.
All right.
On the Don and Mike show. My leadoff hitter is a veteran of the absinthe wars, Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Buzz Burbank.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Wearing double zero.
I plan to go out there and give it 110% today.
Oh, and hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam. Now, okay, please. Hold your applause for the end.
Yes, good stuff.
Some of these other players may not be able to come up now and comment, but I'll tell you that batting number two today, I've got Joe Ardinger, the world's oldest home screener. That'll be followed by Beth Ann McBride. Batting cleanup, wearing his Red Sox garb. And now I said no applause, but please.
Thank you. No. I know. Hey, Mike. Hey, I know. I just want to say to a lot of people that are listening, that I know are listening today, I'm not going to let you down. I'm really... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Thank you. Thank you very much. You got a mic. Thanks a lot.
Mike O'Mara. And following Mike, then we've got John Norman, our production director.
He's strong.
Batting DH.
Our designated hitter.
Meaning he goes both ways.
He's a switch hitter.
From Ron and Fez, Fez Watley.
Fez
will be
Watley.
Joining us today.
Fez. It's going to be delightful. And it's synergy. It's just what Viacom wants.
And then we have
A celebrity coming in to take a swing today at Stephen Page from the Bare Naked Ladies. He'll be coming in. It'll be his option.
That's the lead singer from the Bare Naked Ladies.
His option. He's coming in with a guitar, and he's going to sing. His option to have a drink if he'd like to.
Very good.
So let me see. That makes the count. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, really? Thank you.
But
thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. So the countdown of drinkers is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Non-drinkers, that would be me and Big Head.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready too. Let's bring in... Oh, and I forgot the drinking guy.
Jacob.
Jacob the Liar is... you know, that's the only Jacob reference. Jacob John Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Is Jacob on the property? Is Jacob here in our midst right now?
Oh, yeah, he is. And I think he's going to come in and cook up this absinthe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's bring him on in, Beth Ann. Here is Keith with an absinthe question.
Oh, good.
Keith. Hello?
This is Kevin.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes. Hey, what brand of absinthe will you be enjoying today?
Let me see.
This particular kind model is Absinthium 1872, right, Mike?
1792.
Never can remember the number.
And if we run out, we've also got a bottle of Kirkland.
is that the high-proof stuff?
No, the Kirkland's the kind you can get in mass quantities.
Now, this is the kind I recommend, the Absinthium 1792.
Kirkland's got a mellower label, but it's even better than the real absinthe.
It really is, and your car will never overheat.
Buzz thinks that this is the real stuff.
This is the tastiest stuff.
Don, I have another liquor question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever tried Effin' Black Cherry Vodka?
Oh, sir, listen, not only...
Didn't you write the book on that?
I'm afraid you're a bad, bad listener, because not only have I discovered the joys of that particular brand of vodka, I mentioned it, they are still supplying us with cases of free effing vodka. Here on the show. So thank you for...
fantastic.
Right. Thank you for furthering that cause.
The effing never stops.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, listen, bring the guy in. Let's get this party going.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that I'm going to be over here on this side, what are you doing, playing the spoons?
Playing the slotted spoons for absinthe.
Yeah. Well, let me turn you up. Those are absinthe spoons.
Sure are.
And there he is, Jacob.
Here's Jacob the Liar.
Hello,
what's happening, Jacob?
Greenferry.org.
Hello, Jacob.
What's happening? Hi, dude.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. So,
hold that microphone
gotta
down,
grab
Jacob.
That microphone right there by your face.
There you go.
And welcome to the show. And now, you became friends with Buzz. Is that how this whole thing started with you in the show?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I sent him a letter that I was living abroad and that I really loved the show. And as a thank you, I sent him a couple bottles of absinthe.
Jacob, have you had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Fez?
Fez Watley, everybody.
No, I sure haven't.
Jacob, I love the Bare Naked Ladies. I think they're great.
No, wrong,
wrong guy. Guys.
Damn.
Wrong guy, Fez.
I'm already sticking out at the party.
This is going to be fun.
Nice to meet you, Jacob.
So, Jacob, tell everybody what they can, very quickly, because we want you to start making the drinks. What can the fellas expect? And the girls.
And what can expect.
Well, what can the guys and gals expect today?
Well, first of all, it's very strong alcohol. It's about 70% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely going to feel drunk. But the chemical thujone, which is inside, that's going to give you more clarity and creative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's scaring me just a little.
I can vouch for all of
that. You know,
when
we just had the bottle in there, he's very intense. You like this stuff, don't you?
I wouldn't sell it if I didn't like it.
You're into this.
Now, the legality of this stuff, what's the legality of this?
It's legal to buy from outside of the United States. You can't buy it within the United States. So basically for me to ship it in is okay. For people to buy it from outside, it's okay. But if someone wanted to buy two or three cases and sell it to their friends, they'd probably be in trouble.
Yeah. What about the stories that you hear about someone who drinks absinthe and then their eyes fall out?
Yes, and what about the madness?
Well, those are true.
Their nipples bleed.
Can you comment on the madness?
Huh? Those are some of the clear thoughts.
Van Gogh was said to cut off his ear because of absinthe and things like that. But
that was just a bad batch, right?
Bad hooch,
yeah,
right?
Bad trip. Yeah. No, it was. Right. This was back in the day when there were really impure absinthe going around with some really messed up chemicals in
it. And lots of impure thoughts.
And drinking with a knife, which is never good.
Bad advice. Yeah.
Jacob, bring it in. I mean, let's start it. Get the stuff going.
I like you.
Let's hook this stuff up.
You're crazy, man.
Now, what do you need? Like a
You're
Bunsen,
crazy,
you need a Bunsen burner? Is that what you guys need?
No.
For like this hillbilly heroin?
You want me to move? I'm kind of in my normal position
here. You could. There are a couple of ways to do it. You can melt the sugar cube with fire or with water, as
Jacob
is about to do.
Hey, Beth Ann, you are really good at that tray with those glasses.
Look, they're all turned over nicely. And
but you need the ice and the water and the sugar to go
that's
with the absinthe.
That's a good, good girl. Thank you, Beth Ann.
These are Beth Ann's glasses. These
Thank
are
you,
so
Flo.
Perfect. They're perfect for
These absinthe. Are so you. Hi, would you like a lemonade?
You'll be seeing spots like are on those glasses after you've had it.
These are very tall glasses that you would see, for instance.
Don't mind the iced tea pitcher with the ring around the collar.
I haven't had any yet, and I'm still having fun.
Right.
The glasses that Beth Ann was nice enough to bring in from home for the drinking today appear to be of the tall, clown-like...
Circus-y.
Yeah, circus-y variety.
Uh-huh.
Right, he's pouring a little of the symptomium into the bottom of the glass.
Right.
Yeah, you got to make
it's room temperature, I believe.
Let's see, you got to make for the first break here. You've got to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drinks.
Now he is taking the absinthe spoon, which has perforations in it, and he is putting the sugar cube on top. I'm explaining this in great detail because I'm not going to be required to do this later in the show.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm glad you are because I've never figured this out.
Now he's pouring ice cold water
over the sugar cube, through the slotted spoon.
Right.
And Buzz, the slotted spoon is to...
Keep the sugar cube from falling in so the sugar dissolves slowly instead of falling down in a lump.
The slotted spoon was the one carrying in the tray of glasses.
I may have asked you this over the summer when you and I and Marcia had our wonderful vacation absinthe night.
Right.
Why don't you just like take a package of sugar or sweet and low and pour it in?
Jacob. It has something to do with dissolving.
Now, Jacob did this right.
Jacob
poured the cold water over, and by the time he was done,
mm-hmm.
it was at the perfect moment. It was right at the top of the glass, and that's when, and that's the way it's supposed to look, right? A little cloudy.
I might explain what he did. I mean,
he
I don't get why
the
you
cold water over the sugar cube
mm-hmm.
and had the spoon in between so that the spoon didn't go down into the water. And by the time he was finished, by the time the glass was full, the sugar had completely dissolved.
Perfect timing.
Which I thought was spectacular. So this one's ready, right?
Yeah, it's ready. It's changed its color.
Bessie, would you care to have yours?
Bessie, you want to be the first?
Welcome.
Am I hallucinating already, or is this a big clown glass that I'm drinking out of?
It's a big Beth Ann clown glass.
Oh, Fez, you are going to be so screwed tonight.
it's only 8 hours of radio. What could happen?
He was hoping.
All right, down the hatch now.
You drink the whole thing, or do you sip?
You sip it.
You sip.
No, enjoy.
You nurse it.
Well, you sip. I'll tell you from my experience with Buzz
uh-huh.
at Ocean City, which is really the best way to do this, not on a radio show.
True.
You sip the first one. Then the second one goes down a little easier. And then by the time the third one comes, it doesn't really matter.
John, when Buzz made them for you guys, did he make them like this tall in a tall glass?
Yes, mm-hmm. he did. Yes.
That's the kind of glass, Jacob, that you normally
should
serve.
I usually use a whiskey glass because it's easier to handle and easier to stir.
But you're doing this perfectly. It's about a third of a glass of absinthe, and the rest of it's ice water.
Do you think the rest of Beth Ann's glasses at home are jelly jars? like Flintstone's jelly jars.
Maybe these were jelly jars.
The water spots on this one, I thought we were having Corona. I've never seen so much lime.
Sláinte.
What does sláinte mean, Mike?
It's an Irish toast.
Two drinks made, three to go.
Okay. Oh, look at Buzz.
Mike and Fez are drinking.
Look at Buzz. You really want your drink, don't you?
Oh, sure. That is just ducky.
I love
like
you
candy.
Now, do you like it really?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah. It's powerful, but it's very smooth.
See, it's not as strong as.
I'd like it with a little ice in it. Frankly, if I could throw an ice cube in it, would be cool, right?
I like it with ice as well.
Oh, and here comes Johnny Norman, our production director and league manager for our fantasy football thing. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So, come on, ready?
Well, I tell you, it is so smooth, though. You don't really you don't really need the ice.
Now, Jacob, how many of these drinks have you had already today?
Three or four.
Really? How many of these do you have a day, a week?
Tastes like an old friend of ours, Don.
I usually drink about three glasses.
On a what? On a weekend?
If I drink, on a weekend, I'll have two or three glasses, and that's more than enough.
Yeah, it is.
Really? We had two or three glasses that night, Buzz.
Man, that was more than enough, wasn't it?
That was a weekend into a night.
So sipping is the ideal with this, because it's very powerful.
I like to take
another way to drink it, and that's with fire. And that's the one where you...
Fire bad!
You like the sugar cube on.
That's what happened to Van Gogh's, dear.
Then if you do it with the fire, you got to take a shot. So you drink maybe two shots of 70% absinthe.
Yeah,
I don't get that. I don't get that, Buzz. What do you set on fire?
The sugar cube. You melt the sugar cube with the fire, right, Jacob?
Something against fire, Don?
It caramelizes and drips down into the absinthe.
Drips into the absinthe. Makes it sweet and palatable.
I'll tell you one thing, though. It goes right to the sternum.
Yeah,
okay. It does. Now, it goes right to the diaphragm. I feel it, like, right down here.
You mentioned Sambuca because they both have a licorice flavor, but what I like about this drink is it's not as licorice-y as Sambuca is, and it's not as syrupy sweet and sticky. It's much lighter.
Commercial.
Much lighter.
Man, I wish you'd be this excited when we're trying to find a gate at an airport.
I wouldn't get there. What are you worried about?
He hasn't had anything to drink yet, and he's already using words like licorice-y.
Licorice-y.
Because he's selling the taste.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you, look at it. Oh, that's good, he says.
I'll shut up now.
Oh, that's good. Okay, now, Mike, have you had another sip?
I've had three or four, Don.
And Fezzi, how about you?
I've had a few sips, but not as big of ones as Mike has had.
Well, I'm a slightly bigger man than you are, Fez.
I
don't mean that figuratively.
I like to start with a couple of good-sized gulps and then sip it, then nurse it after that.
Oh, is that what you recommend, Buzz?
Yeah, it gets the party started sooner.
Okay, well, then how about everybody have a nice big gulp?
You want everybody to drink your style.
Well, I'm afraid after drinking out of these clown glasses, we'll all try to squeeze into one tiny car.
You know, that always does work for me.
A boy can dream.
Yeah, you slam it. I can tell by the taste of this it's not something I... Johnny, did you get yours yet?
Not yet. Oh, and I want Beth Ann for sure to come in and get hers.
And Jacob, incidentally, I want to compliment him because I think there is a bit of a technique here.
Skill.
And he's doing it very, very well.
You're like the Tom Cruise of the movie Cocktail.
So all of the glasses have been uniform height. Perfect. I mean, all of them have been perfectly poured.
I'm with you, though. I'd like a little more ice.
Yeah, I'm going to put some ice in mine.
Yeah.
Just because I like cold drinks.
Yeah, me too.
All right, John, step up. Have you had a gulp or a sip, John?
Well, this is not my first experience. Buzz turned me on at Christmas time last year.
You are just a corrupter.
So it kind of smells like Buzz's house at Christmas in here. And one day you'll have to ask Buzz to bring you the pictures where he captured us all taking straight shots of this stuff.
Put a little WJFK ass ice in there.
Hey, Buzz turned me on at Christmas, too, but it was the whole mistletoe incident.
All right, so you got your ice, Buzz? Now, Buzz, step over here. Now, look at how much you've had to drink, how much Fez he's had to drink, how much Mike has had to drink. You got to get Fez and John to join you at your speed.
Well, Don, I should point out that I filled mine with ice, so that I
know you're off the.
I think I'm okay.
You're off the. You're the power hitter of this group, Mike.
Batting cleanup.
Batting cleanup.
I'm a professional. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Batting cleanup today.
Thank you. Well, you know, let's be honest. It's my second career. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
The fans love you, Mike.
Thanks so much.
And Mike is...
Not all of them, Don.
Mike is... Well, you don't want to talk about that, do you?
I don't care.
Mike is...
Oh. Talking about the fact that I met the most evil woman in the world last night at my restaurant? Absolutely.
Okay. Home. Everybody?
Now, this has nothing to do with this.
No.
Because it hasn't hit... Don, it hasn't hit yet.
But have another drink.
This has nothing to do with that. Because you're really not forthcoming with details about your life or stuff.
But this one, if this... The only reason I would be forthcoming with this is if somehow...
Yeah, what?
If somehow...
Jacob?
If somehow it was able to...
This is magical truth potion.
Yes, it is.
Mike, have a sip.
All right.
And tell us... Oh, you got Beth Ann's drink there?
Right there.
Is it there? Oh, Beth Ann, hold on. We need B.A.N. here. Boy, it does smell licorice-y in here.
It does.
Hey, get in here. Your drink's in here, girl.
Okay.
Fez,
how you doing? Fez was just, seriously, Fez was somewhere else. I was just looking at your face, and you were a million miles away.
I swear to you, I got caught up in the polka dots of the damn clown glasses.
I told you you would.
I wish you had never said clown glasses. Now I'm upset.
Clown glasses. Is that your bitch?
Oh, God, that's filthy. Honey, where do you live?
She lives with wolves, Fez.
Albany, about 2 miles from here.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, she couldn't afford to join our fantasy football league, Fez.
I'll buy you some glasses.
Let's have a pity party for Beth Ann McBride.
These are nice. These are nice. No, I like these.
I do, too.
I love stuff like that.
You know what they remind me of? Really? I've seen them on TV all week. John Hinckley. I think would enjoy these festive glasses.
No, the first thing I see...
John Gacy!
The first thing I think when I see glasses like this are how many Phillips... How many Phillips did it take to get these? Remember the old ones when it was the Warner Brothers cartoon
characters?
Yes,
right. Okay, Beth, yeah.
It sounds like medicine.
And I also, who remembers going to, I think it was Mobile, when you could get a like a Redskins or a Ravens cup, a Bears cup, bug back when you lived in Chicago.
I have those, yeah.
What, that in?
It's like cough syrup.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Such a girl.
No, it's actually got more of a flavor.
Have a drink.
Have a drink.
How is it, John?
Yeah. John, out loud, please. How is it?
Yummy.
Yummy?
Yummy.
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 I'm not drinking anymore.
And the pain.
Really?
And Joe. Joe, we've got one for you. Beth Ann, please. Come
Beth
on.
Ann.
Beth Ann. Beth Ann. You've had just one sip. Come on, you were nice enough to bring the clown glasses in. Have a third sip.
I have a third, and that's it.
The glasses aren't that dirty.
Have a,
don't be afraid.
Have a third sip out of the dirty glasses.
You know, if you sip this, it's tasty. You could knock that back by the end.
You were nice enough to wash the glasses in old bath water. You should at least have a drink.
I'm fine.
What are you chewing?
My gum.
Well, of course it's not going to taste good with gum.
Wonder. It tastes better with the gum. I'm not going to drink any. My daughter is in. I'm not.
Jesus, Jacob.
What?
Jacob, Mr. Czechoslovakia is just like mainlining his over here.
Now, Jacob, how fast are you drinking yours as compared to the rest of the gang here?
Well, I thought Mike would be beating me, but.
Mike's trying to catch up now.
He's beating me.
Here's a question, and then we'll get to Mike's story about the lady. Hello, Brian.
Yes.
Hey, Brian. Don and Mike show.
Got a question for him. About the absinthe that they have here in the United States and everything comes with the spoon and all that jazz.
And
the
all
sugar
that
doesn't.
Jazz.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Bob Fosse. Bob Fosse. All right. So what's your question, Jacob? Do you understand what this guy's talking about?
Yeah. There's some fake absinthe that you can buy here in America, and they don't have any thujone in it. They basically are just strong alcohol that are green colored.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get
any. Do you live in Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, I live in Prague.
May I ask you a question about that?
Yes, you may.
Are the women as beautiful as they say?
They're even more beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Very open-minded.
Oh, my God. Remember what I said about it starting? Don't point at him.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Don't point at him.
I will tell you, really, the first throws of it have actually. I've gotten a little bit of a glow.
How about you,
Phil? You know what it is.
You always hear those words go together. Prague, beautiful women.
You get a little giddy.
It's the happiest drink on earth.
That's what starts it.
Well, why not with these really happy glasses?
That's right.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
What happened at the Look Around Cafe?
Look Around Cafe.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there last night, and a lady comes up to me, and, you know, out of the blue. Says something.
He's doing the bat Susie.
I don't think in 20 years of being out and about and meeting people that I had more negatives thrown at me in one conversation.
What happened, Daddy?
Than by this person. It starts out with this person coming by and saying, "We're going to be neighbors.
Everybody needs to take a sip."
All right.
Oh. Buzz, that's Fez, that's Jacob.
Whenever
Johnny.
Mike tells a story of grief, you take a drink on this show.
So we're going to be neighbors. And something along the lines, I'm not remembering every detail, but it was something like, "Did you get any food? You're new to the neighbor. Did you get any food?" I said, "What?" He said, "No. Well, nobody brought me food." I'm like, "Well, to the best of my knowledge, in this day and age, it would be lovely if somebody came over and gave you some food." I just moved to a new neighborhood.
House, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she says, nobody brought me food. And then proceeds to kind of go through these neighbors that I don't know because she's been in the area a long time and just moved to this one street, but I don't know any of these people. And I said, "I met a bunch of people in my neighborhood on on Halloween night." That's the first sign.
And
let me have a little sip.
She's coming into your Archie Bunker's place.
Yes.
And you're
coming
there
to the restaurant.
You're there as the barkeep.
It's karaoke night, and I'm thinking, I'm going to do some singing, but I didn't feel like it.
Thanks for talking. Look around, Cafe.
I didn't feel like this carried in. I was so depressed that this carried into today. I was so just not angry, not mad. I was just unhappy. Because
well, what does this bitch on wheels do?
It was something where it was just one thing after the other. It starts out with. "Yeah, did you get any food?" I said, "No, I met some nice people. A buddy of mine down the street who I know that lives on the street brought me a case of beer. It was very nice. That was, the first weekend I was in here." And then it moves on to, "So you're a Kerry supporter." And I'm like, "Oh, dear. I saw your bumper sticker." I'm like, oh, okay. And she said, and she kind of shakes her head and does it, which is fine because, you know what it's like living in this area. It seems like 99% of people are for the other guy. I said, well, we all have a right to, our opinions. And then it was something along the lines of, well, that's stupid.
Oh.
And that's
everybody
two.
Has to have another drink now.
Yeah.
Salute
yeah.
to Mike
for that.
Salute.
We're with you,
Mike. Salute.
We all got the red state blues.
Right. Then then it moves on for that. So I get.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Go ahead, Jim.
This dynamic is brilliant. I tell you, bringing Mr. Wadley in here is brilliant.
Sure. Oh, no, thank Fez.
So it moves from the whole food thing, which I really didn't track with, to, kind of these certain people, watch out for them. And I'm not about that at all. And then it moves into the politics thing where I'm
stupid.
Where I'm stupid because I had the carry sticker on my car. And then...
Were the people she said to watch out for, were they, the...
No.
Okay.
No, nothing like that.
Were they the...
No, not nothing. Nothing at all like that. No,
really?
It was just,
I'm
regular.
I'm sorry. All I heard was N. What?
It was regular folks. No, nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth. So it moves on from that.
It's really affected Fez.
I'll mess up. Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Welcome.
And I hate anyone who's mean to Mike.
That's right.
Let's drink to that.
Yeah,
let's
with all drink beard.
To that. Everybody beard, drink yeah. to that. Mike, drink to that.
And it wasn't...
Jacob, drink to that. Buzz, Johnny, everybody. There you go.
So, you said it was because I was in the joint that I wasn't saying anything. I just was sitting there saying I just didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to be... Right. I didn't want a big scene.
We've got to break here, but you didn't tell them all the mean things yet.
No, it was stupid for Carrie.
Right.
It was not mean to me talking about did you get any food yet, which I didn't get.
Yeah.
She was upset that nobody had brought her food.
Neighbors are going to bring over.
She was upset that nobody had brought her anything or stopped by and said hello.
And part about the way.
What are you supposed to do? Bring the bitch pork chop.
But yesterday I'm having this home gym. Granted that I use as a coat rack, brought into a room in my house, and apparently she saw this and she said, I saw that weight equipment. You don't work out.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that shouldn't be allowed.
This is the truth. This is what I was sitting there dealing with last night.
Oh, that's wrong.
And then the
shut up!
The final thing is she's looking around the restaurant and said, how long you had this place? I said, about a year.
Look around, cafe.
And she said, this town needs a classy place.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, swing for the fences.
Yeah.
You hit the trifecta. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I maintained. I didn't say anything nasty. Kind of just sat back there. But at one point, I was a little sarcastic when I said something along the lines of, I'm sure, we're probably not going to see each other in the neighborhood. And I was accused of being rude.
Oh, my God.
I was accused of being rude.
You can't hit a girl.
Everybody have a drink right now. Let's all toast this bitch. Bitch.
Bitch. You said it. I did not.
I just hate her. I don't even know her, and I just hate her.
Speak for all of us.
When we go, now listen, here's what's important. During the breaks, the party continues. The whole thing continues.
I didn't want her to be mean to me.
It's okay,
she shouldn't have been.
She shouldn't have been.
She hurt
you were right.
Feelings.
She was wrong. Ignore her.
I just want to be loved.
Ignore her.
I want to be loved.
I just hate the thought of Mike being alone. I just hate that thought.
So it begins.
All right, now you're making me nervous. Just remember, it's him. That's the guy over there.
Now, listen, we have a real show planned today.
No. Yeah, you want to get a good show, you bring Bennington in here, too. That'd be fun.
That's going to be done with all of this absinthe. Okay. So, fellas and grind, good for you, Mike. Nice, another nice big switch.
Sean, thank you for letting me tell my story.
It's full of vitamins and good for you. I call it truth serum. I'd like you to tell these stories every day on the show.
That this is true. I came into you in the office cold sober and I told you this doesn't, I mean, I'm talking, I don't remember a conversation where it was literally a half hour where I sat there and it was one thing onto the next thing onto the next thing, and I was just like, oh, really?
Just saying, okay. Without the absinthe, I don't think of the opening break you would come in and say that some woman, pissed you off in the look around cafe. And
if I'm going to be totally truthful, I know we're going to give absinthe credit here, but I was so shaken up by this.
Sure.
Not shaken, like visibly shaken, but just so...
Shaken like a little girl.
I was just
shaking like a good drink.
I was shaking like a like
you
a little
should
girl.
Be. She's a viper.
A mean, mean woman.
Well, drink up, everybody. Yeah. Now, Jacob, Mm-hmm. You've had more to drink than any of the boys.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Now, is it that you've built up a tolerance to it? You don't appear... I see with Buzz, I see with Fez, I see with... Look at John's already got the crazy eyes. I see with my best buddy Mike, I can see the change in all of them. You appear to be exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess I've... Well, nobody really knows when I'm drunk, anyway.
Yeah, but I can tell.
Yeah.
You're hammered, dude.
I'm a little wasted, but not...
You are hammered.
The women in front are nice.
I've been...
And I've had half of one of these. And I'm starting to sound like Ardinger.
Speaking Welcome. Of which, where is Joe?
Yeah, where's Joe?
Joe was supposed to get...
Can I vote to retire that sound effect, Mr. Spiewak?
Oh,
yeah, this is absence.
I like this.
Just kidding.
Click, click.
You said it. That's why we played it.
Just kidding.
Mike, when we come back, Mike, Fez, Buzzy.
Joseph.
Yeah, buddy.
Joe.
All
right. Engagement, buddy.
When we come back.
To the engagement, my friend.
Cheers. Can you whip
Drink
one up for Joe?
Joe?
Jacob?
Right, I'm on muscle relaxers today.
All the more reason, Joe. You're still in pain.
How could you possibly get more relaxed?
When we come back, Mike, a guy who's got something to do with the Boston Red Sox and helping their fans.
Oh, so I wore the little overshirt.
Right, right. Some psychiatrist wants to tell Red Sox fans why they're crazy.
Incidentally, for Christmas time, don't get bummed out. I did buy all this stuff today. So if I double up, it doesn't matter. I bought two hats, two jackets. And two T-shirts today.
You don't have what I'm getting.
No. Good. Hey. All right.
No one has what you're getting.
And I was moving out of my old house.
Yeah.
And guess what I found?
Why?
You ready? Carl Yastrzemski autographed baseball. What do you think of that?
From Yaz.
I'd be amazed if you found Carl Yastrzemski.
I think that absinthe is pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I think it's, wow.
Isn't it great to just all get together like this?
We got a break.
Okay. Wow.
We got a break.
Thank you for being the designated broadcaster.
Thank you, Jacob. Jacob the magician.
Keep drinking, everybody. We'll be back with the last absinthe show of 2004.
Woo! Wow, man.
I am not kidding.
I know you're not.
Outstanding.
Let's paint.
Tell me, Captain.
What are you doing? High-fiving and
punching? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The happiest drink on earth.
Man. We will be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Frederick Merlin wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get f***ing goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this f***er mind his own business and let me manage the team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where to put her next lady's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she get her ass out of the bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a fuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself in the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
The Don and Mike Show. Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Let me mention that tomorrow on the show...
La, da, da, da.
It's Thursday.
La, da, da, da.
Friday.
Hey.
We'll be talking football.
Goodbye.
With Dyson from the NFL Network.
You
never loved you. Which is brought to us by
Tower.com.
And nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower.
Make me cry.
Now, Fez, are you singing or is this mainly a Buzz and Mike production? Oh, I'm sorry, Fez.
Well, I think that answers that question.
Hold on, I don't
think Fez's microphone.
I don't think Fez's microphone was on.
I tried singing.
Yeah.
Were you?
But then all of a sudden, the absence.
I'll give you guys one more shot.
Thank you.
And hold on with the doctor on the phone, the Red Sox doctor. Hold on a second.
La, 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 la. Hey, hey, goodbye.
Now, Fez Watley.
He never loved you.
Yeah.
The way that I love you.
Who's still singing, Buzz?
Make you cry.
Yeah, oh, that's me.
All right. It's the Absinthe Show.
Yeah, it is.
And
Absinthe without Leaf.
Welcome.
Mike, you love the Boston Red Sox. You're wearing your Red Sox shirt today.
I never heard that.
I love them. I love them like you love your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Fez.
We got a guy, Dr. Charles Goodstein.
There you go. I might get one of those.
Sure.
Get one of what?
Red Sox tattoo. Get it right now.
Yeah.
Right
on down.
Get it on your assy.
Jacob the Liar, we need some more drinkies for everybody, please.
Okay.
Yes, I need a refill.
Guys, here is Dr. Charles Goodstein. And hello, hello. Hello, doctor.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Okay.
We want to talk to you about the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox.
Now, are you a real doctor?
Yes, I am.
Good.
May I ask your credentials, please?
Sure. I'm a professor of psychiatry at NYU School of Medicine.
That means he can give out the little pills that make us all feel better.
I don't do that so much, though.
Wow. What are your thoughts about the Boston Red Sox Nation now that they have finally won the World Series, keeping in mind that Mike...
Well, if you're talking about the Red Sox Nation, you're talking about, you know, me. I'm part of that.
That's what I say. I've got a guy sitting right here.
Right.
Should he be on top of the world?
You know what I suggest, really, and since I am still clear thinking, prior to really, like, losing all control...
Yeah, you're clear thinking.
I think I would like that.
Sure.
I think I'm the biggest Red Sox fan of anybody in this area.
But you have another drink.
And I'd like to know if the doctor would like to, ask me some questions.
You just want to lay on a couch.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I just wonder
how
long you can take the sense of victory.
What I find, doctor, is that the victory is not even set in yet.
Uh-huh.
What would you think, doctor, about a guy so socially retarded in his Red Sox love
mm-hmm.
that he would watch, don't look at me in that tone of voice, that after the Red Sox had won the World Series,
bastard,
he would get some kind of joy out of going back and watching a videotape
Saturday morning
of the third game where they almost lost.
Well, that's very consistent with being a Red Sox fan.
Okay, now is all right. Here's tell me why.
Well, because you see, Red Sox fans, people who become Red Sox fans, clearly have.
Sorry, doctor. I must interject. Where is your practice?
I'm in the heart of Yankee Land.
Well, there we are.
Now,
well, there's credibility.
There's what? Credibility.
Credibility.
Blown
out the wall.
As an objective observer.
All right, I will listen to you now. Now that we have established that
Garson.
You're basically a Yankee fan.
Garson, more drinks.
Well, look, in order to be a Red Sox fan.
Yes, Dr. Steinbrenner. Go ahead, Dr. Steinbrenner. What?
In order to become a Red Sox fan, you have to have very significant underlying masochistic trends.
No, in order, and I certainly didn't intend for this to be a debate. In order to become a Red Sox fan, you have to have rooted for the team from your childhood, from your infancy.
But the two are connected.
Who's thirsty?
Rooting for that team.
Fez, are you thirsty?
I am. While we're listening to Dave Wells, dietitian here.
Buzz needs some more. Jacob the Liar, we really need these beverages.
Doctor, can I explain to you the genesis of my Red Sox fandom?
Probably were beaten severely as a child.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I expose you, Dr. Goldstein, as a Goodstein.
Goodstein.
As a fraud.
Dr. Goodstein.
You are a bitter, Yankee-loving
SOB. Let me also mention that Stephen Page from the Bare Naked Ladies is enjoying his first big, tall glass
Wonderful.
Of absinthe right now.
Welcome, Steve.
Well, I've heard his music. He's not a fraud like the good doctor.
No, he's funny.
Who perpetrates... You know, this hoax on America that he is some expert in psychoanalytical thought
when in fact he is simply you are a sour grapes, disgruntled Yankee fan.
You're hanging on to reality by a thread, dude.
Let me have helped you.
Mike, this impartial doctor who has devoted his life to helping other people says...
In the heart of that probably Midtown Manhattan.
Red Sox fans will screw up on the job. Oh. They will get into unbearable arguments with their wives and their kids.
Right.
That's not true.
Why? Because they can't accept victory?
They can't accept it.
Really?
They can't accept
it. It's been so much a part of their identity for so many years.
But, doctor, may I explain something to you? And really, this I'm gonna take you to school now, my friend.
Okay.
I am going to tell you,
my friend,
that this victory, if it had been any other circumstance, an average win, something where we beat one team, even if it wasn't the Yankees, we didn't just win the World Series. We broke records
by
beating the Yankees in the ALCS.
I didn't order those drinks on prog time.
Where's Jacob?
Thank you, Jacob. Well, what the hell's going on with these drinks, Jacob?
Were you saying, were you calling Jacob boy?
Yes.
No, treat my friend with a little more respect. My God.
Your friend, Jacob. What, Jacob?
I need some more glasses. He needs more glasses.
Pour it into the boy's hands.
This is Ardinger.
Okay.
Doctor Goodstein?
Yes.
Everybody,
are you a Yankee
glass.
Fan?
Yes.
So you're bitter.
I'm unhappy.
All right. He's being honest.
Position heal thyself.
We are, I cannot even describe to you the euphoria and how long this lasts. We've never experienced it. What?
It'll last until next year.
Yeah, and maybe you're going to have a chance then again.
No, look, the Red Sox were destined to win a World Series. The problem is it's going to take them another 86 years to repeat.
Doctor, do you know anything?
Doctor, I'd be willing to put good money on that.
Do you know anything about the effects of absinthe?
Absinthe?
We're drinking that today on the show, Doctor.
Good for the brain.
I'm not. Everybody else is because someone has to be the designated driver.
Taken in large amounts, it does bad things to the brain.
Really? Explain.
You mean like any alcohol?
No. It's specifically the way it's made and specifically what it's extracted from, which is a form of wormwood.
Right.
Wormwood.
Yeah, yes. What does it do to the brain?
It's something that's found in Switzerland particularly. This particular one.
Right. This guy's
true.
All right, though.
He's got
a little insight on this, huh?
Please continue.
Hey, about Dr. Goodstein?
Hey, Drunky, I like the fact that you were yelling at him 2 seconds ago. And now you say, hey, this guy's okay.
I would suggest, however.
Yes?
What?
There are probably many Red Sox fans who are absinthe drinkers.
Oh, come on. Agenda man.
You know what? And I say welcome to them, and I say welcome to the Red Sox Nation.
Doctor,
and I am
you.
So sorry that in the history of baseball, the only comeback from three games down was at the hands of the Boston Red Sox against the New York.
Doctor, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
You were just nailed by a guy who's a quarter of the way to getting hammered out of his skull.
Yeah, but you know, when it comes to the Red Sox, I cut through all that.
Yeah, you know what?
Position heal thyself.
Go ahead. Buzz.
Okay.
That's the first key that buzzes. Buzz has left us.
Stop it.
Why don't you go shoot a commercial for Aflac, you quack?
All right. Have a good time, guys.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. This is the... You know what?
I am not going to stand here and watch Michael be attacked all day.
Thank you, Aflac. This is the trifecta you were hoping for.
First it's at the Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe.
Now it's a crazy doctor from Yankeeville.
Mm-hmm. He's just a bitter fan. That's all he is.
And guys, how's the drinking going?
And the fact that we're drinking out of the dirtiest glasses in the world. Filthy.
And we need, you know, guys, you only had one drink. We've been on the air an hour and 2 minutes.
You, whatever it is.
You're talking about the most powerful drink in the world.
I don't care.
The mother of all drinks?
That's
Jacob,
right.
This, the first time we did this, there's nothing.
Tell Jacob we need some more in here. I mean, we need
there is nothing.
Super big gulp sizes.
Yeah.
Now listen.
Hey, and B.A., what's the number of the green room?
It is.
Six,
hold
six,
a
six.
Second. I don't
think
I've ever.
What is it, Buzz?
I'm kidding. I said 666. But...
God, I love the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, the best.
Funny Satan humor.
443.
443. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Is Steven in the green room?
Musically solid, lyrically funny. I love these guys.
You know what I like about you, Mike? You remember everyone's name.
Thank you, Fez.
Steven, Dr. Goodstein.
Dr. Goodstein.
Hello, is Steven in there?
Yeah, he just
back from the men's room.
Ah. Oh, this is Don and Mike. Is he enjoying his beverage?
Hang on, I got to take some tissues in there.
Steven, are you enjoying your beverage? It's delicious and refreshing.
Has he had it before?
Have you had it before? He has.
Oh, welcome back.
Of course, he's a cool rock star. Okay, we'll bring him right in. Hold on, one more commercial. We'll bring him in.
How do you write 1 week without it?
I'll just take that. That's it.
What are you doing,
Mike? That's right, Fez.
I'll take this one, and we'll deal with that one as the second one. Right?
Now, do you have a Fez? Do you have a second one? Jacob, what do you got there? You got one in your hand?
Thank you, big man.
That's for Fez.
Jacob, these are
warm.
Outstanding.
Mike, what makes them so good?
What makes them so good is they're not difficult to drink.
The best mix.
Buzz, are you dying for one?
I'm ready for another one.
I think Jacob's
doing well.
And I'm going to go a step further and say I think that the sugar has some sort of contributory effect.
It's our crazy psychedelic show.
John, are you going to have another one?
John? Matt.
No, I got to face my in-laws tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were just in from Prague.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they are. They're coming back from Prague visiting my brother-in-law.
Well, that means one guy down and more stuff for everybody
else.
That's
right.
So we've lost John and Beth Ann.
Oh, has Beth Ann stopped drinking already?
Hold on a second.
Well, Jacob is here.
Only 1 hour into the show.
Greenferry.org.
I thought the...
Hello?
You know, it's no need to call names, Buzz.
Didn't you? I think he was doing a plug.
Beth, yeah.
Oh.
The plug.
Didn't you finish your drink?
Yeah, I finished my drink.
How you feeling?
Feeling great, Buzz.
Not convinced,
John.
Oh, Beth Ann. You left it sitting, Beth Ann.
Huh?
I thought you left it sitting in here.
Beth Ann, come on.
No, I had all I was going to have for this.
Oh, mommy.
You know,
though, it's our great, you know, people think that this is a free-flowing, wonderful program.
Last absinthe show of the year.
This, ladies and gentlemen, this is a tightly run machine.
That's right. We have a designated broadcast
by VA. Okay.
If this machine is her dishwasher, you may want to repair.
I'll speak to her about that.
Here is Wes. What time are you getting off the air tonight, Wes?
11 o'clock.
11, I may stay for the hideout.
Yeah. Hold on, here's the ground. Wes.
Yes. Hello. This is Jeremy Piven. I'd like to talk to Buzz.
Jeremy Piven. It's been so long.
Now that's from the last one.
Oh, are you still my biggest fan?
I am, Jeremy Piven. Your work is great.
All right, when we come back, guys, continue to drink up, and we'll have Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, well, that is awesome
for the super terrific Happy Absinthe show.
Oh. We break so much here.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Bye.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation. It's,
it is a...
Well,
It is a...
Well, he...
What? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah. Captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f***. He's a pathetic... annoying nobody, and I am Hank f***ing Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Kingsley. I'm sorry. Did I forget to say now? There you go.
Yeah, we all know.
Oh, man, I love this song.
Don Lip, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
One of my favorite songs in the whole world.
Here we go. Everywhere I
go. Can you play this a little longer?
Well, we're going to have Stephen Page come in now and start singing for us. Right. Here on the Absinthe Show, Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies.
Unbelievable. Welcome.
Hi, Stephen.
And look at this. Now, I know you do a lot of radio. You do a lot of stuff. Who brings you nice beverages like this?
It's amazing. I've never had absinthe in a radio station before. So.
Welcome.
Cool. Now, has it had an effect at all on you yet?
I can feel a little bit of tingle.
You
can?
Yeah.
Mike, how you doing over there?
You know, that last song, because you know me, I'm not a musicologist, so I just know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last song that you played? Because seriously, I don't profess
to be... Get in line.
That is just, I mean, I'm so happy right now. I'm not lying about it. I'm not faking it. But that song, because I'm not a guy that knows everything about it. I just know what I like.
All their stuff.
I played that 170 times.
I'm sure you know, 1 week. You know, it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
But no, I'm sorry. What's the last one? That's the one that really...
It's All Been Done. No, go home. If I had $1 million? You mean get in line?
Play that just one more time, please. I played that. You know when you talk about a continuous loop of music you listen to all the time?
Yes.
That was one. When did this song come out, Stephen?
Maybe 2000 or something.
That was one song where I played it over and over and over.
You're really coming out of your shell today.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm happy.
When you told me that he was coming in, I was saying, he's coming in on the absence show. And I said, it's the truth.
Fez, how's your absence?
It was good until Chatty went off on the Bare Naked Ladies.
Well, rightly so.
But that's my favorite song that you happen to play there. That's my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song. I mean, they've had a million hits, but that's what I like.
Mine would be probably Brian Wilson. That's my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song.
Mike, it's been 1 week since you've looked at me, and I want to know what's going on.
I'm sorry, brother.
Now, we have a guitar here. We're going to get some reverb going. This is good, absinthe music. What are you going to... you're plugging tonight. You guys are doing a charity gig.
I'm doing a solo charity gig tonight.
Oh, you are, right. Not the whole
Charlton
group.
You need the money that bad?
No, it's a... Yeah, well, my kids need it for college.
Right.
It's called Party for Life. It's to benefit suicide prevention here in the United States.
Good.
It's a huge problem, and suicide is, and depression.
Yeah, I tell you, when I come down from this high,
exactly.
No, you'll be
there's
fine.
There's every chance in the world.
No, you'll be happy.
I'm sorry. Box it lost.
I didn't mean. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's good. Everything's good.
What's nice is what I understand is that your deal is sold out tonight.
Pretty awesome. Yeah,
and you don't need to plug it, but still you're here. And
came here. We appreciate that.
We applaud that.
Love you guys.
But if you want to donate money, partyforlife.com is where you can go to actually donate to help the cause. Anyway,
good.
You'll get a bunch of hits on that website.
And why did they put Mike on the poster? Man, that's just...
Rob, I don't know if you've done any research, but I must tell you that theory you have about massing on the border.
Yes.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Canadian right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is correct.
No question.
Now, Rob, I don't know whether you are aware of that or not, but yes, another great talent that comes to our nation.
So this isn't a booking. This is a distraction.
Why is...
Somebody watch the border.
Why is...
Stephen, are you aware of Rob Spiewak's theory that how much of the Canadian population lives on the U.S. border?
98% of all Canadians live within 15 yards of the American.
Have you met Rob? Have you met Rob?
We have.
Yes.
Rob believes that Canada is planning to invade the United States.
We've been trying desperately to increase our population for the past 125 years.
We can help.
We just can't get it over the hump.
Well, someday, and we're waiting. We're ready.
What we're aiming to do is try and somehow get closer to Mexico. So the point is to try and actually eliminate the United States geographically from the continent.
Maybe not a bad idea.
Just launch cases of Labatt's into this country. You can walk through it.
Well, if we can put what's the stuff called in absinthe?
Absinthe. Right.
Stuff inside it.
Wormwood.
Wormwood.
The wormwood stuff. We put that in the Labatt's.
Yes, in the Labatt's.
Brilliant. And that is our evil plan revealed.
Oh, man.
I see, you know who's the only good boy here right now?
Who's that?
Fez Wadley.
Why?
How so?
Because he's drinking without being asked.
Excuse me? You missed me.
You have to ask?
You missed me.
No, I heard you talking. Didn't see you drinking.
No, you missed me. We got a rock star.
Why? Thank you, Don.
Stephen Page. Fez is the best boy right now.
Stephen, why are Canadian musicians funnier? You guys and Crash Test Dummies, your lyrics are brilliant. I love you guys.
That's our newsman, Buzz, who never interviews anyone.
Guy, why don't you kiss my ass that way?
Is there anything they don't know?
It's early in the day.
I think sometimes we crack jokes to see if anybody's listening.
We are. Mm-hmm. We love it.
That's very nice.
Buzz, what is your favorite Bare Naked Ladies song?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
I think probably. Especially today, alcohol.
Are you ready for a brilliant musical question right here? That song where you sing... Ding, 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 ding.
That's, what's
that?
Get in line. Get in line.
Brilliant.
Get in line. What do you do? What's that about?
Get in line.
KHJ Los Angeles taking your song request right now. This is my favorite song from the Bare Naked Ladies. Everywhere
I go. So drunk. And that's so retarded.
And yet so tight.
Song. But I love that song.
Yeah.
Can I ask him about it? We got him here.
Yeah, the song we wrote for King of the Hill.
And you had to find it. I know when I loved it, I had to search for it off the soundtrack of King of the Hill.
That's right. And it's on our greatest hits now, too. But
okay.
that was something they asked for that show. We tried to write it from the...
Did you see? You're giving him the answer. And did you see as soon as he got the part that he wanted, Mike went, okay, turned his face to you and started drinking.
But those, but that's classic. Those are perfect interviewer skills.
Right.
I've got my answer, now I'm drinking.
Welcome, friend.
The way Carson always said it.
That's what we call the Dan Rather.
My memory of that song, I asked you about it. I think I asked Rob about it. I was so in love with that song, and you couldn't find it. And somebody said, it's on a cartoon soundtrack, right. The Hill. And I just thought, do you like it?
I do like it.
Good.
Almost as much as you do.
Good for you. You good. Should be proud.
All right. Very good.
We've got Brian here for 10 minutes.
He liked his own song.
You mean Steven? Steven Page?
Sorry.
Naked Ladies?
Who's drinking here?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
How are you anyway?
I'm doing fine. Have you been?
You thought you didn't see me now, didn't you? There you go.
Oh, you want to get into a Joe Tex thing with me today?
No, not at all. No.
I'm not drunk, but I'll play the Joe Tex game with you.
It's amazing you did the rejoiner with that song because it like got my whole, you know,
yeah,
BNL thing going.
Buddy, you said BNL.
Great.
Have you ever said BNL before?
Not before. I did a little show prep before I came to the radio station today. Thank you. But you remember that. I asked Rob, please back me up. Did I not ask you, where do I find that?
Yes. And where did you find that song?
On the King of the Hill soundtrack, which
very
was
good.
Very a tough find, and I love, you know, it's good.
Yeah, that song is not on our brand new Christmas album, Bare Naked for the Holidays. So
no.
Thank you.
Now, what is on that?
What is on it?
I mean, are you doing a traditional Christmas thing or what?
It's a mix of a bunch of stuff. It's everything from traditional Christmas songs messed with in our inimitable style.
Good.
And then a bunch of new originals. I think there's 7 originals. And
do you do Hanukkah music too?
We do some Hanukkah songs.
Good
we do
for
a little
you.
New Year's songs. It's kind of utilitarian. Like, it's music you can kind of actually use. And then,
all right.
And then put it away with the... with the ornaments until next year.
No.
You know what pisses me off is Kwanzaa. Oh, I'm sorry. Have I had too many drinks? I'm sorry.
Do you have a Kwanzaa song?
You're standing
out again. You're standing out again.
Do you have a Kwanzaa song? Do you have a Kwanzaa song?
No.
If we turn, Rob, will you turn the reverb on?
Yeah, sure.
Is it right here?
Yeah, you can ride right
there.
There
you go.
Man, I'm dying for a cigarette. Seriously. We'll
today?
Take a break.
Today? Come on, boys. Help yourself. Special day.
Buzz, you got one?
They're menthol.
J-Dubs.
We're drinking menthol right now.
We are, definitely.
Okay,
let's see,
Steven, you've got the reverb on you here.
And oh, that's nice.
Okay, you like that? May I request a little It's All Been Done?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, just a little?
As much as you'd like to. The whole thing
would
be like?
Whatever
you feel cool with. The best show I've ever been a part of.
Yep.
Here we go.
I met you before the fall of Rome, and I thank you to let me take you home. You were wrong, I was right. You said goodbye, I said goodnight. Ooh, it's all been done. Ooh, it's all been done. Ooh, it's all been done. Knew you before the West was won, and I heard you say that the past was much more fun. You go your way, I'll go mine, but I'll see you next time. Ooh, it's all been done. Ooh, it's all been done. Ooh, it's all been done. And if I put my fingers here, and if I say I love you, dear, and if I play the same 3 chords, will you just yawn and say, woo-hoo-hoo, it's all been done, woo-hoo-hoo, it's all been done, woo-hoo-hoo, it's all been done, before, alone. And bored on a 30th century night, will I see you
on the Price is Right. Will a cry, will a smile, as you run down the aisle.
Thanks, Mike.
Before
you had to hit the delay.
Oh, my God. That's great. You're on the luckiest boys alive.
You rock, Bare Naked Lady. You rock.
That was great.
My God.
And, Mike, thanks for ruining it. I had to hit the delay button.
Sorry about that.
It's so hard to run the board correctly.
You know what?
Why that kind of language during a Bare Naked Lady song?
Well, we are the victims of the studio we have, and I think it's very difficult to do it in this studio.
Stephen, bravo.
Stephen, I mean,
thank you so much.
Boy.
God, did that kick ass.
God bless you.
Stephen, who needs the rest of them?
Yeah.
Be the Bare Naked Lady.
Yeah.
Who needs them?
No, amen. You guys rock.
I was going to ask that question as well. You have the distinctive sound. I know you're with the guys that you've been friends with, and they help in the, and everything, but...
Losers, Don. Losers.
And it's
I tell you, it makes me feel more sympathetic for Ashley Simpson, though.
If I had been around back in the day, I was just a kid, but I always wanted to go to Gary Lewis and say, you're so much better than the Playboys. Why? Why?
he's kidding, of course.
I'm kidding.
I like you, what, This Diamond Ring. That's my Gary Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really know Gary Lewis songs?
That's
the
one I remember.
I kind of like Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I'm just goofing, really. But... when you are the lead voice, when you are the one that is the recognizable face that I know mm-hmm. from the videos, do you ever get tempted to say to the other guys, hey, you know, you do one of those like Phil Collins things where you go make your own record?
I've actually done a record with another friend of mine, English songwriter named Steve.
Bastard.
I know. It's not easy within the politics of the band.
Yeah, Mr. Petty, please, blow off the heartbreakers. You rock. You rock.
But see, there's something amazing about the Heartbreakers, too, or yep. about any of those bands.
That's right.
And, you know...
Yeah, they show up, Steve, okay?
They still talk to me at the end of the day. But, well, Ed Robertson, who's my songwriting partner and the other singer in Bare Naked Ladies, is kind of... He is also part of the defining sound of the band.
That's right.
As is everybody in the group.
You guys are tight.
Who needs them?
We've been together for 16 years. I can't imagine not having that as a big part of my life.
You still enjoy being around those guys?
Yeah. I don't want it every day. I love going home at the end of a tour and sure. not talking to them for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But then for the 6 weeks we're out on tour, it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So you tour in like little segments and do
yeah,
it that
I can,
way?
Yeah, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks at a time.
And I've heard that's a lot of acts do that because otherwise you get a little squirrely when you're on the road.
We all have kids now, too. There's,
wow.
Is I think there's 10. That's not my phone.
Is that your phone? Whose phone?
Whose phone?
Someone's getting a call. Excuse me, what's the point of having a cigarette if you don't have a match?
I'm sorry, it's my phone.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead. Take the call. Take the call.
Take it.
I don't know who it is.
Go ahead and take it.
You want me to take it for you?
Hold on. We've got some calls here for you.
It's the drummer screaming, you son of a bitch.
Steven, hold on. Here's some calls.
I don't know his name.
You love Bare Naked Ladies.
Hello, Emmett. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How Emmett. You doing?
Emmett, how's the fix-it shop? What's happening, dude?
Thanks, guys. Hey, Steven, I just wanted to say I'm calling from Virginia, but I was born and raised in Buffalo, and I followed you guys from the very beginning. And now you're down here with the radio gods, and it's amazing to hear this show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Buffalo, you should have been on with the loser psychiatrist earlier. I'm sorry, am I testy?
That's all right, Seth.
Here's Brian.
Drink up.
Brian in Iowa. Brian, yes, Mike, you drink up, too.
That's John, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Fuzzy, hello to you all.
Can you speak a little louder, sir?
I'm sorry,
hold on,
Mike.
What, Mike?
I the music stopped me for a second. I was into it. I was.
Well,
you're
right. Get another cocktail.
All right, I'm going to have another cocktail.
And I'm
going to
request one more song here.
This isn't the organ player at Fenway, all right?
No.
Okay, Brian.
It's rocked.
Brian.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, everyone.
Oh,
Steve?
God. That guy's too annoying. Here's Ken in Buffalo.
And you haven't even been drinking.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Mr. Singer there.
I have an answer for Mr. Caller there. His name is Harvey Danger, okay?
Actually, my question for you, the song that Mike likes so much, from the King of Hills, is that going to be in your new box set?
Well, very possibly. If we ever actually do that box set, he's referring to a song on our first record, which is called Box Set.
Box Set, where you mock people having a box set.
That is exactly.
Brilliant.
That's right. And so once we will eventually do that. We did our Greatest Hits album was exactly what the Greatest Hits was predicted to be in the box set song. So we will continue to call our own bluffs and be the hypocrites that we've always been.
We love you guys.
And one more song, and you have to go tonight at the Clarendon Grill. It's sold out. To find out more about Party for Life that helps 54 million people who suffer from depression, mental illness, go to partyforlife.com.
Please.
Yeah. How would you mind doing alcohol?
I would not. I just want to give a quick plug to the groups that we're supporting tonight. The American Society for Suicide Prevention and the National Association of Mental Health is who all the money.
Just a tip to people going.
God bless them.
And a tip to people going down to the Clarendon Grill. My band played there one time, and I would say, get a cab.
Mike's band.
Four of my band members were towed.
Shut up.
We're towed down there.
Shut up.
All right.
Just drink.
Right. Drink and smoke.
The bare naked drunks.
And now. Once again,
we called our name.
We called your name.
Bare Naked Drums.
Once
drums.
Again,
Stephen
Page from the Bare Naked Ladies.
Let's go.
Alcohol.
I can't remember the words now that I've had this whole glass of absinthe.
I know it now.
Alcohol, alternative to feel like yourself.
That's real.
Oh, alcohol, I still drink to your health. I love you more than I did the week before. I discovered alcohol. Get the cafe lattes through the raspberry iced tea. A Malibu and Coke for you and a G&T for me. Alcohol, your songs resolve like my life never will. When someone else keeps picking up that bill.
Yeah.
I love you more than I did the week before. I discovered alcohol. Would you please forgive me while I cannot love myself? I'll use something else. I thought that alcohol was just for those with nothing else to lose. I thought that drinking just to get drunk was a waste of precious booze. And now I know that there's a time and there's a place where I can choose. Walk the fine line between self-control and self-abuse.
Yeah.
I love you more than I did the week before. I discovered alcohol.
Yeah.
And would you please ignore that you found me on the floor trying on your camisole. Oh, alcohol. Would you please forgive me for while I cannot love myself, honey, I'll use something else.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
My God.
Yeah, I made it.
Hey. You did it.
We have died
and gone to heaven.
Great.
And a real absinthe moment there.
Now, listeners are not going to, unless they're drinking along with us, they're just not going to understand.
Well, most of them are.
There are.
Scott, are you drinking right now?
I'm working on it. I was waiting for you guys to do a shot with you.
Well, here we go. Everybody's got the drink.
Everybody ready?
Cheers. All right.
Cheers. One, two, three. Here's to Stephen. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
You're bare naked ladies.
With bow-legged women. Amen.
God, yeah, that's great stuff. Hey.
What?
Mind if I say hi to the wife?
Yes, we do.
Hi to the wife.
Whose wife?
Hi to the wife. My wife.
All right. No. Another time.
Bye, drunkie. Get out of here. Stephen, you're great.
You are great.
Your band is great. Your songs are great. It's great of you to come in. I've said great a million times.
You just rock. You really do. Your music's going to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I'm walking proof of that.
We love you guys. When will you be on tour the next time?
We start our U.S. Christmas tour December 5th in New York City.
Fantastic.
And go to barenakedladies.com.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Stephen Page.
Very nice meeting you.
Thanks. Bare Naked Ladies.
Boy, is he good.
They are the best.
God damn.
I love this group.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Got all their CDs.
For this crappy station, to have him sound that good in here,
unbelievable.
That's pretty good. Is that guy talented?
The luckiest boys alive.
Donnie, I would love them without the booze. They're that good.
I got to go get a picture.
He's that good.
I did as well. Wait till the stop set, Mike. We're almost out of here.
Don't let him leave without me getting a picture.
Hello, Dan. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Don. Yeah. I wanted to know if that first song was great, and I wanted to know if you could put it on your website when you get it up and running.
As a matter of fact,
because it was a great version, but I want to find out what Mike said.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. You got it. That'll be up there. The website, I think, we're coming like down to the last couple of days on that thing now.
Good.
Hey, Fez.
Yeah, buddy. Wait a minute.
The Don and Fez show.
What the hell happened? We started with eight designated drinkers. It's me and Donnie in here.
I can't tell you how much better you look than Mike does over there. That's
variety is the spice of life.
That's wacky. Let me ask both of you guys, because I know how Mike's drink has affected him.
Mm-hmm.
He was chilling out to those tunes, and he's actually out in the other room getting his picture taken. Buzz, what is your effect right now with the absinthe?
I can best answer that with a question. Does the news really need an ending tonight?
And Fezzy? Now, on the Ron and Fez show, you got drunk a couple weeks ago. And what were you having?
Irish car bombs.
Irish car bombs.
Oh, my God.
Did 9 Irish car bombs.
That sounds dangerous.
It was. They were all coming out my muffler.
You did 9 of those. You've had how many drinks of absinthe?
This was only my second glass of absinthe.
Powerful
I'll be
stuff,
totally honest
it?
With yeah. you.
What makes an Irish car bomb? What's in that?
That is.
Or do we remember?
It's a shot glass with Irish whiskey.
Hold on, Mike. Mike,
what are you doing? Mike is now hugging Rob.
Super wrestling.
Good heavens, he took me from behind.
He's feeling him up.
Clutching
Got
Rob's
Robbie.
Breast.
Yeah.
Got Robbie. I'm sorry for saying
that. So what is in the... That's okay. You only ruined the song for everybody listening. You had to hit the delay.
You hit the little button, looked at me, and then I made a joke with you.
What did he say?
But you technically ruined the song.
No. I didn't ruin... Listen, you got the hard candy show.
I didn't hear anything that needed to be dumped.
Didn't you hear anything to be done?
Didn't you really? David, this is Peter Jennings.
You know, seriously.
The microphone was on.
We're not on the air.
The bombing of Libya starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my.
Did you get your picture taken with the lady?
Yeah, I did.
Me too.
I meant with the bare naked lady. I didn't mean with the lady.
That was captivating.
Yeah. I know, but it's going to end up next to the Carl Yastrzemski ball.
Yes, it is. This is special.
One of his actual.
Buzz, what happens to your mouth when the... Good night.
Bye, ladies.
Steven,
oh, don't leave. Don't leave.
Bye, bare naked lady.
I got to go.
Oh, all right, go ahead, Buzz.
All right, bye.
Go.
What do you want a picture, too?
Yeah.
I just want to see Buzz run.
Go make out with him.
You know, Don, I hate to be say anything disparaging.
Yeah.
I thought you ran a tighter ship. You got guys flying off the hook here, left and right, to get their picture taken with Nerdlinger. All right?
What was in the drink that you had on Ron and Fez? It was Irish whiskey.
Yeah, it's a shot of Irish whiskey.
Have you ever had this, Mike? Listen to this.
Car bomb.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
It's a shot.
Of course you have.
It's not of Irish whiskey, right? It's a shot glass. It's Bailey's and Irish whiskey in the shot glass, and then it gets dropped in a glass of Guinness, and you down it all at
it
once.
It is.
Nine of them?
It's insane.
Yeah, I had nine of them.
You had nine of those.
It ended up with my foot stuck in the sewer out back at the parking garage.
I hope
while I was laying
it.
In the gutter.
Write it down, then. Before it has...
Oh, I think I can. It has a heavy... regurgitation potential.
What?
There's no problem. No.
Amen, sister.
Stop
Rich
with that.
Goodness.
No problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, you're really asking for trouble when you include a heavy stout and cream and then whiskey.
But yes, it's whiskey, cream, sugar, beer, and a lot of volume.
A lot of volume.
Well, today it's absinthe, and how does that compare, Fez? I mean, you've only had two of these. You had nine of those.
To the car bomb.
I am equally as smashed with the absinthe, I am only on my second glass.
If you're talking about this seriously coming in here, we're talking about two, each of us, that are halfway through our second drink. So that, if anybody's listening to this show and knowing where
anybody out there listening,
this is what this is. Them bare naked ladies is good.
Okay, Buzz.
Exactly, Buzz.
We're going to break.
And Buzz's mouth breaks when he drinks.
What? Say Jeremy Piven, Buzz.
Jeremy Piven. That's my, ladies and gentlemen.
He's not putting that on.
That is not fake.
Now say it without wood.
That's impossible.
We got a break. We'll be. Oh, this is fun. If she'll talk to us, Nancy what? O'Dell from Accent Hollywood.
She's fun. She's hot.
When we come right.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, silly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
The Don and Mike Show. Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's see. It's the Absinthe Show, final one of 2004. Let me see how my posse's doing. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. I think this is a great time.
Fez Wadley, Ron and Fez. Fezzy, I'm sorry. There you go.
Don and Mike, I am having the best time. We should do this all the time.
Yes, we should. Really should. That's I think we bring people joy.
There are two lovely women with the bare naked ladies guy, Stephen, and I want to kiss them both.
Yes. Okay, I don't know how Nancy's going to react to this. I'm glad.
I want to kiss her, too.
I'm glad that I'm not drinking today. Only so there's one of us who can treat my lady. Mike, they're not going to let you smoke in the studio anymore. But you know what? Here you go. That's my guy. Here you go, Tiger.
I hear you, Don.
Here's Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how have you been?
How have you been? Nancy, I've got to tell you what's going on here first. This is your buddy, Don.
Okay, hi, Don.
All of the other buddies that are in here, Mike and Buzz and Fez, everybody, they're all drinking absinthe. We're having an experimental show today.
What is absinthe?
What is absinthe?
Tell her about the Nicole Kidman movie.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Remember what they drank in Moulin Rouge, Nancy?
The writer? Drank that?
Sort of. I mean, I remember he drank something.
Well, it's called the Green Fairy.
It made him see midgets.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
So you guys are drinking that on the show today?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
You said the Nicole Kidman movie. I thought Batman 3.
Is that why you're throwing your words?
Well, that's
I am.
That's why three of them are, Nancy. I'm not. Mike,
what is it doing to you?
But here's a delightful twist.
Funny.
That I finally have tracked with and become a regular viewer of Access Hollywood.
Yep.
And
love
you know,
that about you.
I'm delighted with the show. It moves so fast.
Yes.
And
Nancy,
so
let's
fast.
Get into it. Ashley
this
Simpson, lip syncer.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Guys, hold on. I tell you what. We'll let the drunk guys take over today. Here's the first thing on Access Hollywood to ask Nancy about. Mike?
So we're asking about tonight's show. Not,
yes.
That's
Mike?
Right.
Oh.
The Tommy Lee reveal was very depressing.
Mike?
What?
Please? Why is it depressing? It was fun. What a great clue we put on the show.
I'm kidding you. When I saw the forearms come out, I knew who we were talking about.
Please.
You did. No, you knew it from the clue because we said he's very big in video.
Well, actually, you know what, Nancy, can I tell you? I knew it when you revealed the weight and height. 6'2 and 160 pounds cannot be anything but Tommy Lee.
Are you talking about something that was on Access Hollywood last night?
Last night, yeah.
Last night.
Troubled rock.
I would have gone with Clay Aiken.
Tonight on Access Hollywood.
Yes.
The tattoos would have been a dead giveaway that it was Clay Aiken.
What's up tonight?
Here's all I'm going to tell you.
Nancy, don't get smart.
I'll leave it to the panel. I'll leave it to the panel to discuss.
Don't listen to
tonight on Access Hollywood, Nancy will have the story of how Tom Hanks was actually supposed to be Jerry Maguire.
That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Can you picture? Can you picture Tom Hanks as Jerry Maguire? I can't.
No, I can't.
And Tom Cruise was going to be on the Polar Express.
But Tom Hanks is the one who said that, you know, the movie turned out like it did. It was supposed to be that way because you can't really picture anybody other than Cuba, Tom, and Renee Zellweger in this part. Actually, Cameron Crowe had originally written the role for Hanks. Thing.
You got to do that again, Fez. You did that very, very much like
now, how was that, Fez? How did that work?
What? Tom Cruise was going to be on the Polar Express.
Still is.
Mike?
That's pretty good.
You want to give it a try, Mike?
Tom Cruise is going to be on the boat like Fez does it? I don't think I can.
Fez is doing it like the voice that Tom Cruise uses in the movie. That old
Tom Hanks.
Conductor's voice.
I want to ask Nancy about
the fun back and forth, though, you have to watch tonight on the show, because between Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise, so Tom Hanks tells Tom Cruise that he owes him $1 for the movie, so they kind of have a little thing going back and forth on the show, which is really cute. And then
how high do those two go up on the gay scale?
What's that?
Go ahead, Nancy.
No, ignore him. We're having an absinthe show.
You know,
we mentioned
you should do a Google search. You should do a Google search tonight for absinthe, and then you'll understand. When we talk tomorrow, you'll understand what was going on here.
May I ask?
Yeah, I'm totally going to absolutely go and look at this up. Absinthe.
It's going to be in Hollywood.
Well,
excuse me, all. May I ask Ms. O'Dell a question?
Yes,
please.
Of course. Mike O'Mara with the question.
Your relationship with Mr. Hoffman, Dustin.
Did you see our dramatic smooch the other night?
I did, and I watched it twice, and I think he's fond of you, Nancy. I really do.
Wow. We all are.
He's giving me a fart kiss like he does as Mr. Fokker in the movie.
He was kind of all over Nancy, and I will make this point also. This lady we have on the show,
yes, Marty.
Hello,
yes, my friend
Nancy O'Dell,
yes,
is
my friend,
is A-list. I will tell you, she is not just the interviewer. She gets special treatment.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is
Aww.
Red carpet material herself.
She's
absolutely,
pretty.
My lady.
Is
it natural red carpet?
But you're very sweet.
Well, it's
the funny thing about I thought it was really funny when he was telling me while he was giving me the fart kiss.
Yes.
That he was telling me that actually for them to be able to name the movie The Meet the Fockers, they actually had to find a real family with the name The Fockers.
Sure.
And they found them in Canada.
How about that?
Now,
you guys stop it.
We're having too much fun.
That is just fascinating.
What? You guys are so bad.
No.
Imagine this is they called them up and he
Nancy, when are you coming to Washington?
One more thing. Tonight on your show on Access Hollywood, Angelina Jolie making up with her dad, John Voight.
Truly.
True or false?
Well, this is a story. That was reported in Us Weekly that they had made up because they saw each other at the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
So it was on Voight taking Maddox into the restroom. But, you know, they had such
Hot.
A bizarre relationship, John Voight and Angelina, because he was actually crying on our show saying he did that their relationship. And Angelina's comment to that was that he's a very good actor. So am I.
Mm.
I don't believe it.
I hate to jump in. Nancy, I think you're a great actress when you come on this show every day. You're pretty.
Mike, will you do your John Voight impression?
Yes. Would you like to hear my John Voight impression?
I would love to hear your John Voight impression.
I'm looking at you, baby bird. That's Anaconda.
That only works if you've seen Anaconda. Nancy,
if John Voight had adopted a Cambodian baby, we'd all be set.
If everybody could talk at once.
Sure.
This would be the best show ever.
Hey, Nancy.
Then it is.
When are you coming to Washington?
Shut up, Mike.
Food to absorb the absence.
Okay. Nancy's show, Access Hollywood, that's tonight, 7:30 on D.C. on NBC4 and around the country. Check your local listings. Nancy, thank you for putting up with this, my cream-filled Twinkie. We will see you tomorrow.
We're sorry.
The sober Don. We love you, Don.
Thank you. Love you, too. Goodbye.
I love them, too. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Bye, honey. Thank you, Nancy.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Nancy Dunellen.
Bye, baby love.
She's pretty.
Bye, guys.
Bye, sweetie.
That's three guys trying to talk to the blonde at the same time.
I know. And normally, one guy's normally not here during the show.
Right.
But normally, the other two guys are like reading magazines while she's on the phone.
She's never gotten so much attention.
Now I got three guys all at once who all basically want to say,
with
the exception of Fez, I think that the other two guys would like to get into her pants.
When are you coming to Washington, baby bird?
Why don't you come and see us, baby bird? There's a job.
There's a giant anaconda in the stream.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Be very wary.
Have you seen the
bird.
Anaconda?
What, Buzz?
What?
Boy. I don't think I'm guilty here.
I think. No. If I was going to rate at the halfway point of the show,
yes.
who's had the most effect of the absence, being your designated driver, I would say that our winner is not Mike, not Fez. Our winner is Buzz Girdley.
Have we done 2 hours already?
I believe second place. Now, I'm going to have to break the tie here because I can't really tell with Mike and Fez. Fez.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Go ahead.
And 20 words or less.
Our rhythm is broken, isn't it?
What?
Because we normally know how to talk and not talk.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, blame it on me, Mr. Chatty, during the Bare Naked Ladies song.
Blame it on me.
I love you, brother.
I am a professional, Michael Mara.
That's right.
Michael Mara.
Like Jerry Lewis.
What?
Right.
That we have a Jerry Lewis tape of him saying, and Michael Mary.
Michael Mara.
I was bleeding to death.
And with 37
So, how are you going to determine who is in second place?
Yeah, Don.
The test of strength.
Okay. Now you jump in.
Okay, everybody would shut up.
No good can come of this.
Shut up, please.
All good.
10 seconds. Fez, tell me.
Yes, Mr. Geronimo.
Tell me why we should raise the speed limit to 75. Go ahead, Fez.
Because we need to go faster. There's too many slow people out there. You want to go if there's absence waiting for you.
Okay.
You want to get there quicker.
That's a lousy effort.
He's right though. Yeah.
Mike.
Thank you, Buzz. He's right though.
Mike, why should Trash Collection Day be on Tuesday and Wednesday as opposed to Monday and Thursday?
Because Tuesday and Wednesday represents the entire catharsis of the nation as far as when they collect their trash.
What?
Their filth. I'm making a point.
Yes, you are.
I don't know.
Now I've decided Mike is in second place, and Fez, no matter what you say, you got drunk faster on your own show.
Trash collection is not a good question to base that on, though.
It's a great collection question. You do it on Tuesday because it's after the day after Monday Night Football, and you have all those empty.
You know what's wonderful about this show? It gives the audience a chance to hear our tricks.
We have
our tricks when we make mistakes.
We don't make mistakes.
Now you two are turning on each other. This is not a good development.
Our tricks when we make mistakes.
The first two breaks, I was so pro-Omera. Oh.
I wasn't turning on you. I was turning on Buzz.
The woman.
Why? I'll turn on Buzz in a minute.
The woman who verbally berated you in your restaurant.
Let's isolate that.
I'm not feeling that. You've turned on me? I didn't notice.
I can't turn on anybody right now.
No. I
really.
It's a happy
I'll tell you what I told... Jakob, in the break, is that you can't turn on anybody with this stuff, can you?
No.
It's impossible.
It's love juice.
You know what
it is?
That Bare Naked of Ladies or whatever they're called, Mike.
It's happy stuff.
What troubles me is
you might want to remove somebody.
I just saw Jakob in the other room, and he said, oh, my gosh, I'm very drunk.
Yeah,
he doesn't show it.
But he does not show it. I'd like to interview that guy.
That cat?
That guy.
Get him back in here.
I want to go back with him.
Speaking of the Bare Naked,
What?
The Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah.
There's Fez Whatley on till 11.
And their box set.
Yeah.
Speaking of box set, where's B.A. and her daughter?
Where's who?
B.A. and her daughter?
B.A. That's a good joke.
The box set.
I'm trying to do some hetero jokes to fit in.
I understand.
I understand, but...
I'm not on the air.
What? Wouldn't you really feel more comfortable asking about Bart?
Oh.
Can we call him?
Shut up, Fez.
Can we call him?
Mike, what are you doing
now? Can I top that off for you, Mike?
Trying to get this to my mouth.
Without spilling.
We're drinking out of circus glasses.
Let's call Frida, too. I just want to feel part of the fam.
Don, you want to ask these guys who's on number three?
Oh, you mean number of drinks?
Yeah.
You've just started your third one, Mike?
God damn right.
More power to you, Buzz.
I'm two-thirds of the way down three.
Oh, so Buzz has almost had three?
Buzz is ahead of you, Mike.
Yes.
Buzz is two-thirds of the way through his third.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. Don't look at me that way.
Oh, crap. I'm in bad shape.
How many have you had, Fezzy?
I'm still working my way through two.
Yeah, I'm on three, but Buzz is the clear. Well, that follows the way he did his thing.
What thing?
The way you picked him as the guy.
Baby Bird.
As first place.
What guy? What a great show.
Always has been.
Dubs. I call as my next witness Dubs.
Don't do that.
It's time for a phone scan, Mike.
I can't do that.
I love phone scan.
You can't do a phone scan?
Yeah, I can. Dubs, get in here. No, anybody can.
No, Dubs.
Dubs is just bringing me a cigarette.
Well, you go outside and have a cigarette now because we're going to do a commercial set. Hey, don't salute at me, mister.
I salute you, Mr. Geronimo.
He's saluting you like Benny Hill.
We all salute.
877-365-3636. That's the number from anywhere in America. Canada, 800-636-1067. In D.C., 202-432-1067. We'll entertain your calls on the rotating random phone scan.
We're taking a break right now?
Right now.
Okay. Now, we just got back.
No, we did. We're going to break right now, Mike.
I wish you hadn't brought up Bart.
Sure.
You do. You did that.
I do, too.
Now I can't get up during the break.
Oh, God. That's disturbing.
Fez, watch it, because I'll take it to the next level with you. No, I'm not threatening you. I'll call my kid, and you'll find out how far he'll go with the joke. And then we'll see.
Then we'll see.
Then we'll see, and that'll be the day that my son comes out on the show.
Holy My Little Pony.
You remember, don't you, Hershey? Oh, this is good, and I'm not even drunk. This is good, and I'm not drunk.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Fellas, keep drinking. And
oh,
folks,
that Hank.
Keep calling, and the phone scan lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hold on. Before we play the rejoiner, Buzz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Mike?
Yo.
Headphones on the ears, please.
He's not wearing his headphones right, Don.
Hello.
And Missy Fez?
Yeah, they're on his forehead.
All right, now the tape.
I'm mad. I am mad.
I am.
And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe.
Judy Garland says.
And I tried my damnedest.
You've heard of her.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't.
So what?
So what?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. To everybody drinking absinthe today.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
And we're back on the absinthe show. Everybody's talking during the commercial breaks here to me about what they want to talk about. Fez has got his agenda. Buzz has got an agenda. Mike's got an agenda.
We're all trying to save the world in our own little way. And
we can do it.
Let me say this. With your rejoiner with Judy Garland.
Yes.
You are a stinking drunk when you're arguing with your number one hit song. You're a stinking drunk.
So we're over the rainbow.
Talking about Judy.
What, Mike?
Nothing.
No, you were going to say something.
No, you didn't tell me that Jacob was going to come out to my restaurant.
I didn't tell you that.
He's flying to Boston.
I didn't tell you that. Jacob,
are you flying to Boston tonight?
I'm flying to Boston in about 3.5 hours.
Please.
He has to.
I'm going to come out to your restaurant.
Is it the Globe? The Boston Globe?
Can you delay your trip?
Yes.
All right, yes.
Here's what happened.
Because I really thought he was going to come out to my joint.
During the break. Mike comes in, and I say...
Not this break, the last break.
That would be the last...
The last commercial break. Some of those animals are 10 years old.
No.
Wow, are you drunk?
No.
We came out of the...
The one before that.
Oh, Christ.
Do you think you're fooling
anyone? Mike said to me...
Got an army cut here.
Mike said, that guy, the absinthe guy, is coming to the restaurant tonight.
Right.
Right?
Hank's look around cafe.
And I said, no, he's not. He just shook hands with me. He's flying to Boston tonight. And Mike said, he lied to me.
No.
Mike's not doing this as a gag off the air, like pretending he's drunk.
No, I didn't know he was leaving.
He has to.
Jacob, Did you tell Mike that you would go out to the Look Around Cafe tonight?
Yes, and I am going to the Look Around Cafe.
Oh.
But I can't stay all night.
No.
I can only stay about an hour and a half, maybe
right.
an hour.
Okay.
Jacob, you told Mike you were his ride.
The Boston Globe is doing a write-up on absinthe.
No. Jacob and I do not have a ride, so we're going to figure out a ride.
Mike, we do have an... I mean, I'm not kidding.
We have our designated driver.
We have designated drivers to take people wherever they need to go.
That's what we're going to do, but I mean, I just... what I had talked to Jacob about was a ride out to the Look Around Cafe, as it will be called. This evening.
If you need a ride from here to the Look Around Cafe, we'll get you from here to there.
Well, we're going to do that. I promise you.
Are we going to do that?
I guarantee you we're going to do that. Jacob,
are you getting a little tired of keeping all these plates spinning in the air?
How you doing, Jeremy Piven?
I'm fine, thank you.
Say Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Jacob, thank you very much for coming in and bringing the absinthe.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for making the drinks for all the boys and the girl. Even Beth Ann had most
thank
of
you.
Hers. And if anybody wants this, they go to...
www.greenfairy.org. It's fairy is F-A-I-R-Y.
You know, like...
Tell me.
Fairy.org.
Yeah. Buzz.
Fairy.
Tell me.
But
I've been through some brutal St. Patrick's days. Just tell me.
I'll bet.
Boys...
But we do not sell it.
No, we don't.
We don't what?
We don't.
We can't. It's illegal.
That's right.
That's it.
No, I sell it because I'm out of the country.
And it's legal.
It's perfectly legal.
Don't want to break any rules.
Want to mention Jacob's also had. Now, Jacob, you have a much higher tolerance than the boys here to list. How much have you had today?
3 to 4 glasses, and I'm...
Are you kidding me?
Sloshed. Yeah.
3 to 4.
Yeah. How many have you had, Buzz?
A season pro. I've just about finished my third.
And Mike?
I'm at the beginning of my third.
And Fezzy?
I am still trying to work my way through 2.
Both Mike and Fez are really doing poorly in this competition.
In the world's ugliest glasses.
Buzz gave me a look where it's literally eye to eye with a laser in between.
I can't.
Literally eye to eye?
It's amazing.
Read nothing into that. I can't focus.
Okay. Jacob, thank you once again for stopping by. We'll see you
everyone.
Next year.
All right. You'll arrange transportation and we'll head out.
Jacob. Yeah.
All right.
Take care, Jacob.
All Mike cares about is getting a ride to his restaurant.
That's all I care about.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you. Look Around Cafe.
Seriously, that's all I care about right now.
God, Buzz is getting hotter as the day goes on.
No, have I taken the lead? Is that it?
Have you taken the lead?
I've taken the lead.
If you want, you can have it.
Well, see, the thing is, Buzz has to speak a little more. I can't tell.
I thought we were supposed to record a live commercial.
I already did that.
See, what? That's a total cop-out.
That was hours ago.
How is that a cop-out? You're too drunk to do a commercial.
I guarantee you, I would read copy better than anyone in this room.
Yeah, don't leave out Mike.
Yeah, Power Records wants to hear this, Mike O'Mara.
No, let him record it, and I swear to God, I'll record it.
This is the good one.
The spot's already done.
No, I want to prove myself.
All right.
Here you go. Read that. Knock yourself out. We do have to read the Tower Records slug again.
Watch. You'll be impressed.
All right.
Hold on. Well, this is your standard slug line. We'll have Rich Eisen on the show on Friday. Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen coming up this Friday afternoon at 5:10, talking football with Rich Eisen.
Right.
It's from Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love.
Nobody.
See, and I could have... And then I thought we were going to do it on the air.
You can't. That was like 2 hours ago.
I know.
It really was.
But you had said you...
No.
Baby animals.
I said you were leaving the studio, and I said, you want it? What are you doing, Fez?
I'm making the absinthe spoon bend in my fingers.
So you recorded it without me.
Also.
I asked you as you walked out of the studio. I said, do you want to cut the spot?
He didn't hear
said,
you.
I'll be...
You said on the air.
And you screamed in his face, I'd rather cut the cheese. I didn't know what that meant, I was embarrassed.
The next break, I said to you, that was at 3:25. At 3:55, I said...
That was 2 hours ago.
Do you want to cut... That was an hour and a half ago. I said, do you want to cut that thing? And you said, I'm going to go outside and have a smoke.
I got your back. I got your back.
What was that, Buzz?
Excuse me, I had to call.
What was that?
I had a little cold.
Dubs?
Oh, crap, my show's coming up in an hour and a half.
Are you ready?
Jay Dubs to the air studio for no conversation whatsoever.
Fez, you got to drink up. Mike, drink up. Buzz,
yes,
drink
sir.
Up. Boys, let's get right to the phone scan.
Phone scan. Phone scan right, rules.
We have yellow polka dotted glasses.
Now, what did you call Dubs in for?
Just to make sure that our fantasy lineup was cool.
He's funny. Okay. All right. What is that? You smoking Parliament today?
Yeah.
Parliament.
Christ.
D-Mats. I don't know a lot about cigarettes, but isn't that a crappy brand?
Oh, they're all bad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike Phone Scan.
Hello?
Hello, you are on the air.
I love you guys, and this is one of the best shows you've ever done.
Of course.
God bless you.
Of course,
you.
We get these, don't we?
Mike, I also want to tell you, you have the classiest restaurant in Manassas.
God bless
Look
you.
Look around.
And that one of and
a
Mike,
lot. The classiest.
Oh, good news, you beat Checkers.
They have napkins.
Hold on, lady. Lady, are you there?
Ma'am, I can't get a tax from eight sides at once.
Yes, our ketchup comes in packets.
Don is my show. Hello, phone scan.
Phone scan.
Don is my cousin face.
Yes, yes.
What?
Everybody's here. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're drunk. I'm not even drunk, and I can't stand you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's what I love about you.
Hey, does he make it through every time?
We hit the button. That was the finger, guys.
Just as well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fez, do you guys get calls like that, people? Hey, Fez?
Yeah, buddy.
Ron and Fez Show.
Sorry, I got enraptured with the texture of this towel.
Sure. It's all about texture.
Fez.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
On Ron and Fez.
Yes, sir.
Do people call in and say things like what we just had to delete out?
Yes.
The finger guy?
Yeah, it happens.
Why is it that when we drink, you get contact drunk?
What? I'm not contact drunk.
Well, you say silly things.
Okay,
we might have a new leader. It happens, and then
I
give us your phone number for the next day.
I thought I was in the lead.
No, Mike,
really
we have a new leader heading into the home stretch. It's our man, Buzz.
Wow.
Buzz is our new leader.
Hi.
And let's all toast Buzz.
I love
Buzz.
Him like a brother.
Let's toast Buzz.
Love
Fez,
you back.
To Gertley.
Buzz, there you go. Down the hatch. Here's the swimmer with bow-legged women. Mike. There you go. Doing a little more sipping than drinking now, I've noticed.
You know, I'm a pro. Absence makes the heart grow fungus.
Look it up.
The rule will be.
Listen
though.
To him. I hope I get to do news and comment.
Of course. It could happen.
Due to rules and regulations,
yeah.
I shall rules? Say that.
Look at him with a cigarette in his hand.
We what?
Jerry. Require my two compatriots over here.
Look at him. If Judy Garland had lived, this is the picture you're looking at.
We require my two compatriots over here, Mr. Geronimo, Mr. Spiewak, to participate the next time.
Yeah.
Perhaps not in a formal situation. There we go.
Thank you for that statement, Mike.
Thank you.
Phone scan.
Thank you for that bulletin.
And now, on to the public.
Go to the phone.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, listen, don't forget Fez is here and Buzz is here.
What?
Yep. It's
Hi
real.
Hi
yeah,
there.
You guys are you guys just getting loaded? I mean, this absence is out of control, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out of control. Yeah.
Happiest drink on earth.
Crazy caller, ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, drunk guys, I want you guys to think about something.
What?
Don't you think that the president and vice president remind you of the cartoon characters Pinky and the Brain?
Yes. See, now, Buzz, you really have the lead, because I don't care how drunk
I'm
you are.
I'm tracking with this guy.
Even the world's drunkest man would hang up on that guy.
Not
but
me.
But you are tracking
no,
with him.
No, I can talk with him for half an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm so sad about the election.
Oh, I know.
Hello.
A lot of people are. 48%.
Hello, you're on the air.
I have never been so happy to be behind a school bus and a minivan in all my life.
Which one of us is the school van and which one's the minibus?
you're not right.
Be a very short bus with you guys. He's a small, tiny
You guys love the show.
And Mike,
so
love you, man.
And Mike, you didn't even say anything about minivans to that.
Car of the idiot.
Hello. Don Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
The fine.
Phone scan.
Hello.
Now, Mike, Fez is taking a page out of your playbook.
Fez?
He's doing the physical comedy with the spoons.
That no one can see.
Putting the spoons over his eyes.
Don't I look like it was a kit?
Fez is on, too.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
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 Phone scan. Hello?
Phone scan.
You say Eartha Kitt.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air? You guys are having a ball listening to you. Hey, I want to know, what's Beth Ann like when she's drunk?
We'll never
she's
know.
She's not. She's not. She's snot.
We'll never know.
Is there a chance we could...
A lot like her daughter. Is that inappropriate?
Yes. Yes, it is. Is there a chance we could get Beth Ann in here to have one more sip?
She's not going to play along.
She, I'll tell
not
you
that
what,
kind of girl.
Looking at these glasses, she's no cleaner.
B.A.?
Hi, B.A.
B.A., could you come
in? You know, Fez used to be my favorite.
B.A., what about
that
me?
That's what happened.
Wow.
The whole glasses, you just won't let it go. I cleaned them again.
Can
jeez,
you...
the nerdiest glasses, the ugliest glasses. You're a mean, drunk Fez.
No.
Mike is going to get mad now.
Can you be called Batman?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, B.A., come on in here for a second.
I really don't want to have any more.
Just for a sec.
I had three glasses. I can't drink anymore.
You did
B.A.,
not.
Just for a second.
Come in here for a second.
No, bring in your glasses and teach kids about calcium in their teeth.
B.A., pop in here for just
for
a second.
For a second, okay.
Yeah, all right. Hold on, let me take another call here.
She
hi.
She sounds seriously mad at me, Don.
She's not, Fez.
No.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Don.
Seriously. Seriously. Seriously, she's not mad at you.
B.A., come in here.
Hold on there, guy on the telephone.
Okay.
And here now is Beth Ann McBride. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Drink it to the black line.
No, well, now that's not that much, Beth Ann.
Nobody knows.
Not that much.
The black
just
line.
A little.
What is the black line?
It's taste. The black line on the glass.
For me, is
thank
a favor.
You for...
But you're still letting them know. You're so far behind.
Sorry, what?
What if, you know, the black line could be almost anywhere.
Could be death.
Could be almost anywhere.
Yeah.
The hairline fracture.
Is the black line part of the design of the glass,
no.
Or is it just like a deposit?
Let's paint. It's wonderful.
Terrible.
All right, have another
just
sip.
Drink
then.
It to the black line.
Just to the black
that's
line.
That's all I ask.
Why are you mad at me?
You're a mean drunk fan.
He's
oh,
not.
That's not
he
true.
He's a nice drunk.
You gotta be kidding me.
This is my hombre over here. You don't know means.
They're
cheers to you, Mr. Wild.
They're in love.
To Mr. Mike.
Oh, I've loved this guy
Mike
forever.
I can't drink anymore. Mm.
Oh, B.A.
It's licorice-y.
He probably stole it from them. You guys.
Just are you doing, Don? Just a Cecil?
Just a what?
A saison. Don, what is it like really to be the only sober guy here?
I don't know. Rob's sober, too.
Well, okay. It'd be one of the only two sober guys.
It's great. It's like watching Laugh-In.
You guys are great.
But let me see if I'm accurate here.
Okay.
I mean, Rob, a little depressed.
Yes and no.
A little sad.
Because I
left out.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to turn at this point.
What is it, Fez?
And make this a bad show.
Don't do that.
Angry show.
Don't do it, baby.
All right. You know, no one bitched me out at my restaurant last night. But
look around, cafe.
They will.
But, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't leave inch-thick calcium deposits around my glass. Why am I the bad guy
I'm
here?
I'm going to help her
Why am I the evil wizard?
Beth Ann brought in some very dirty glasses.
They're not very dirty.
No, I'll teach her about the vinegar and Clorox.
Whatever stains from the... When I washed them
that's
in the dish.
Right.
Tell me.
Says that had to be dumped out.
Did it really?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Well, being dumped out was rather appropriate. As well.
Save that for your show.
Yeah, good luck. Try that with Uncle Ron at 7. Give someone
now
else.
She goes stop it off.
Yeah, well.
And she didn't drink it down to the black line.
Oh, she's no. Back to the thrift shop for more glasses.
She also didn't answer my question.
No, she never
that got dumped.
What was your... Oh, okay, to answer the question, I don't believe so. They'd have to be plastic glasses.
Yeah, it was an absorbency issue.
Let me re-ask. Were these glasses on a roll in your restroom?
I don't feel good.
Don Mike, both skin. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Speaking about dumps, right before you guys went on the break and Mike was talking about some trash collection thing, they dumped out on you guys.
No.
Well, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Well, what trash collection thing was Mike talking about? Buzz, what are you doing with the microphone?
Resting.
You putting your head on the microphone?
Yeah, it's a good place to rest.
Don, not to tell tales out of school.
Yeah, Fez.
But when you're not talking to Buzz,
yeah,
he nods off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What?
Yeah, hello.
What?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Anybody.
Caller.
Caller, go ahead.
This is the best phone scan yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They all are.
Hey, what's BA's last name?
Baracus.
What is it? Is it, because isn't her initials BM?
Buzz, what are you doing? Yeah, her initials would be BAM.
But it's a nice BAM.
Don and Mike Show. Mrs. Piccoli?
She's furious with me.
No, she's not.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Watch it, Mrs. Piccoli. Hello.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
You're damn right about this show.
Right.
The best is yet to come, my friend.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
You are a hypocrite.
What?
Of course I am. Why
is
that?
Is this going to be the whole thing about Don
Don't
is not drinking?
I'm defending you, Mike.
What?
I'm defending Mike.
Why are you defending
Don
me?
Calls by
I will tell you, sir,
hold on.
Before you even start, I will use profanity and we will have
Don't.
To...
What do you want to say?
Don't avoid do that, it. Michael.
Avoid it.
What?
Because you call Mike a retard for watching games a few weeks old.
Yes.
But you watch NFL games that are years and years old.
They're classics.
Oh, that's legit.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Go to hell, ass. Bye-bye. It's a big difference.
It really is.
Thank you, caller.
Don, you and I, I don't think you realize that just how much you and I are alike. Just how much we have. We both have Batman tattoos.
I know. You have a Batman tattoo, really?
I got the Riddler tattoo.
Where?
From the third movie.
Hold on.
Oh my God, on his arm.
Right on top of his Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
You know, we both love football.
What
we both love your son. We have so much in common. It's like twin sons, a different mother.
Wally Talk, watch Bez's eyes.
What?
They're bouncing around. They're not coordinated anymore.
What?
Not to make you self-conscious.
But it kind of looked like, welcome to the House of Wax.
Welcome to the House of Wax. And what's that Santa movie you do with your big beard? What do you say?
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special.
Right. Fez Watley as Santa Claus.
Go.
Here we go.
They're gone, Rudolph.
You need the absence. I really appreciate that. No, you don't.
Let's give away a prize. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Anybody? Yes, you're on the air. Listen, what's your name?
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, where are you from?
Rockville.
Beautiful. Kevin, listen, you want a prize? I'll tell you what you want in a second. What can we do for you?
Just want to tell Don and Mike what a great absinthe show this is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, if your name, $100 will be donated to the Stephen Page benefit tonight.
Thank you, Patio Cripley,
to help people with emotional problems.
Yep.
And you won the Simpsons prize pack. That means you win the Simpsons electronic dartboard, the Simpsons clock, and much more.
Oh, that's cool. We were playing with that the other night in the hallway.
Watch. You're not supposed to open that stuff up. Watch The Simpsons Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
They're funny.
Man, all these monies open.
Hold on.
Everybody talking at the same time.
What?
Sounds like the sports junkies.
Oh, no. Come to this.
Yeah. You're a little bit money now, aren't you?
We're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Bez, what are you doing with your headphones now?
Just, I'm Geordi on Star Trek.
Geordi, not Gordy.
Geordi was on Mary Tyler Moore, the weatherman.
El Gordo.
When we come back, the absinthe show continues.
What?
Yes!
I want more calls.
We just had 20 minutes, and I tried to take calls, but we only got like 4 calls on the air.
We'll do better next time.
No, we won't.
When we come back, we've got somebody from a reality TV show.
Oh, they're lucky. Let me add them.
I hope it's the Biggest Loser.
It is, Bez.
No way.
Yeah, the fat guy that was kicked off the Biggest Loser last night will be joining us in a second.
You cannot
That's
eat
amazing.
Pizza. You cannot
That's
eat pizza.
Amazing.
You cannot eat pizza. There, I tried to say it 3 times.
You know what's so funny? You said Biggest Loser is Tony the Engineer walked by the window.
Bacardi Limon. What?
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not
the man was
butter,
late after 3 weeks on a 7-Up hot dog.
Bacardi Limon.
Do not eat fried
food.
Oh,
you're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. Did Tony come in?
Yes.
Tony came in.
Tony, come back.
Kill him.
I love him.
Fez, I'd like to kill you, you understand? I was you listen to the radio.
Your ass is grass.
You understand?
Is he Cajun? I don't know.
With the right seasonings.
I work the evening shift. I don't know.
What was?
With the right seasonings.
I heard it.
Okay.
Fellas, when we come back.
What?
From The Biggest Loser.
Okay. This is like that awkward moment when everybody bees quiet.
What? Yes. Where we have to be quiet. Be right back.
What? Don and this is the Don and Mike Show.
All my life, I've been an obese man trapped inside a Batman's body.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Well, I'm here to say, Buzz just met. Today, all my guys are here.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Buzz just arrived.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here chatting with Fez.
Ready? Come on.
About,
Come on.
Oh, me, babe.
Here you go, Fez.
And to see that I am not afraid.
Ba-da-ba-da.
What was that promise that you made? Why don't you tell me what you made? What was that promise that you made?
This is my new group, okay. The Backdoors. Let's do it.
I'm going to love you.
Sing it. All right.
To be
don't stand on the swivel chair.
I can't remember the words.
No. No one can.
J-Dubs.
There's a reason for that.
Why are you screaming? Oh, you want a cigarette?
Yeah. But we just got back from the break.
What?
No, well, I wasn't out there where you were.
What did you do during the break?
Guys.
What? Excuse me?
What was that question again?
I went and talked to Mr. Hughes and Mr. Hedges.
Is the general here?
They're in charge.
Guys.
Yes, yeah. Don.
Don. On the telephone now.
What?
Is Aaron. Who was on the Biggest Loser last night on NBC.
Oh, all right.
Aaron?
Hello.
Hey, dude, what's happening? Welcome to the show. Let me first tell you, my name is Don. I'm your group leader. All of my buddies here are bombed on absinthe. So say hello.
Okay.
Say hello to my best buddy, Mike.
What is his name?
Aaron.
Aaron,
how are you, brother?
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, brother.
And then here's Buzz. He's the news guy.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Buzz. How are you doing?
I'm doing really very well.
Very well.
Here's our friend Fez from Ron and Fez.
Hi, Mr. Aaron, the hottest person on The Biggest Loser. That's for sure.
True.
I'm the hot one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you know what's weird is if there could be a stud on a weight loss show, it's Aaron. Very weird.
As it turns out, Fez, I'm chatting with Fez during the break while God knows where you guys are.
No, we don't know either.
Fez is, what, Mike? Mike, excuse me.
Mike, you're going to need the microphone.
We're talking.
Aaron, Mike, first question.
I have to tell you what Mike just did. Hold on.
What?
Rob. We're on the air, and yeah. Mike's like this with Rob. I don't know if you picked this up on the air. He wanted to say something, Rob, so he just took his microphone and went like this.
Yeah, so Rob, anyway, like I was saying.
Mike, I've never done that before.
Not with the microphone on.
I've done it. More times.
You have not.
You're so laser focused.
You have not.
Realize.
Aaron?
Yes, I'm
here.
Sorry, Aaron.
We didn't mean to treat you like you're still fat.
Aaron, there'll be a lot of people talking over me here, but I have to ask you a question.
What's that like?
Aaron, why seriously subject yourself to this public humiliation?
Amen.
Why do it?
Why?
Well, it's not so much a humiliating experience as it is an empowering experience for me to be able to now walk down the street and know everybody in America knows I could lose 60 pounds.
Why are you closing your eyes
to concentrate?
That's impressive.
Fez, please explain to us the premise of the Biggest Loser.
No, he didn't finish the answer to the question.
Yeah.
They never do.
I would love him to, because really, anybody that watches The Biggest Loser, especially a fat guy like me, you see these people, you see men cry, you see fat ladies that are subjected to gratuitous humiliation, and you say to yourself, why? Aaron, do you do it? So you
are you reading from your memoirs?
Well, I want to say officially, I officially never cried on the show.
Good for you.
All right.
I was strong. Not that the other guys who were crying were weaklings.
A lot of criers.
Fez, explain to us the format of The Biggest Loser.
Yes. Don?
Yes.
Don, I guarantee you with the absinthe, I'm going to let him answer the question I asked about why they do it. That's all I want answered. That's
why.
Why do we
Why do you do it? Is it for the money?
A faint?
No, you know what? Honestly, it's for the girls. It's all about the chick.
There you go.
So it's to hook up with the girls.
In the long run, eventually, I hope to make myself look as good as possible.
That's smart.
For all
but
of
why
America,
publicly?
But women,
why
is that the answer you wanted, Mike?
Yeah, but also, why do it publicly?
Ask him about his man boobs.
I'm so afraid that my 15 minutes of fame is going to be too tightly associated with the fact that I'm a man with boobs.
No.
Faz, would you please explain to us the format of the show? Mike, did you get the answer that you wanted?
I watched the show last night, and it was...
Did you cry?
I cried laughing at the guy that cried for real, and there are man boobs all over the place.
Good point, Mike. The way it works is there's two teams, blue team, red team. The team that doesn't lose the most amount of weight at the end of a week, they have to send someone home from the fat farm.
Stay tuned
and
for the Ron and Mike show.
And it's very, very sad.
It could get emotional. It does get emotional at some point.
Yeah, and Aaron, you got sent home, and you had lost, what like 36 pounds?
I had lost 36 pounds in 3 weeks.
Before he was cut.
I was tied in first place.
Yeah.
Biggest Loser.
How much do
how much do you
weigh currently?
Currently, I weigh just at 200 pounds.
You're what?
60 pounds.
It's not bad.
Pounds. You're 200 pounds?
Yeah.
That's pretty normal.
Hey,
all those that weigh 200 pounds.
Or have at some point, sure.
Hello.
Everybody's
all
handsome.
Of us.
Here is Aaron. Here is Aaron getting weighed last night on The Biggest Loser. Aaron.
Aaron, last week you lost 7 pounds. Let's see if you can beat that this week. Previous weight, 234 pounds.
Here he is.
Current weight is... 125 pounds. He lost another 9 pounds this week.
Unbelievable.
Aaron, since you've been here?
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
We kind of
like, come on the show.
Any progress is good. Congratulations.
Thanks, Buzz.
Thank you.
Yes, Buzz. I have a question for Aaron that has been bothering me, and I've watched every week of this show.
All right.
You're doing a weight loss show, The Biggest Loser on NBC. Why have the fattest host known to man, Caroline Ray?
That's a good question. Caroline Ray is pudgy.
Caroline Ray is
She's
a sweetheart.
Huge.
It seems like, honestly, everyone attacks Caroline.
I will say, though, honestly,
in the back of my head at the beginning of the show, I personally thought that she was going to go through the same regimen we did.
You're
going to have a reality show where the host would actually diet and exercise with us.
Yeah, she's juggling enemas at this point on the show. She's getting bigger every week, Aaron.
You know what she is? She's like a pot pie in shoes. Caroline Ray.
That is
pot
so perfect.
Pie. She really is.
No,
what
I
were you
like
happy
it.
About?
I love the pot pie.
You know
yeah.
what she is,
love
Donnie?
What?
She's that embarrassing, uncomfortable person that you meet with in everyday life where you go, you want to say, when are you due? And you don't know whether she's pregnant or not. She's at that uncomfortable weight.
What say you? What say you, Aaron?
I say if, like my mom said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Okay, here is
Aaron. One last question from me.
Here is Caroline. Here is Caroline telling Aaron that he's a loser, that he's out.
Aaron, that is 3 votes for you. I'm sorry, your team has decided that you are not the biggest loser.
Sucks.
So I think that's actually the nicest way to be eliminated from a reality TV show.
And can I tell you something, sir? Your mom is smart. Now to the rest of the guys.
Aaron, ice cream or eclairs?
If it came down to it, I would go eclairs.
Eclairs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would you have eaten the cinnamon roll for the phone call if the free phone call hadn't shown up?
No. Actually, I offered Gary. I told him he could eat
Gary.
The cinnamon roll so he would be able to call his wife. And then I would work out extra hard that week to try to lose a pound or two to cover him just in case.
Buzz, you got to
He wasn't budging. None of us would cheat in that.
Aaron,
that's good.
Aaron, hold on.
Aaron.
Best binge you've ever had. What is it?
Best binge.
Yeah.
I'd have to say 3 double cheeseburgers. That was back in like 1998.
Oh, liar.
Good call.
Oh, no, you know what?
I did that during the last commercial break.
What?
Aaron, best binge non-public.
Best binge non-public.
In the privacy of your own home.
Secret rent. Binge real.
Maybe in your bedroom.
What?
Give me a second here to think. Okay, I got it.
Well, all right.
Those Encore family meals.
Yeah.
That you get the microwave ones.
Yes,
I did
sir.
2 meals made for a family of 8 by myself.
Yeah.
There you go. That,
bravo, Aaron.
That is the
and
kind.
And it had gravy.
Thank
the
you,
South Jersey steak with the gravy.
Thank you, brother.
You ever eat,
I love you, man.
You ever eat Cool Whip just by itself?
Actually, I get the right now I do a lot of the sugar-free, fat-free Cool Whip.
Right on.
Good for you.
So Cool Whip will lose weight.
Snack.
It's a side, isn't it?
Cool Whip will lose weight?
Oh, guaranteed.
It's a side dish. Really? It's like macaroni and cheese and Cool Whip on the side.
Oh, it's all carbs. Man.
That won't work.
No.
That's how you get picked for season 2.
Ah. Aaron, let me see. From the show, now, is there any chance that you're going to be Buzz?
Yes.
Your eyes are closed.
I'm concentrating.
Dude, your eyes are closed.
No, I'm focusing.
He has slept. I'd hate to be a tattletale, Don.
All right, go ahead, Fez.
He has slept through the last hour of the show.
I'm not sleeping. I'm focusing.
Hey, Aaron, you got stones, man. You really do.
You do. And we applaud that.
To get out there and work it in front of America like that.
That's
I
right.
have one last question.
But is it a show to help people or to humiliate badass?
Before I get Aaron, one last question.
Everybody talk at once. Everybody in your car talk at once too, so
please
you feel like you're here with
talk
me.
Talk with us.
Aaron, is the carpet worn out in your home?
You make me feel bad when you say
carpet?
That, Don.
No, you know, I actually
Fez,
have
talking
cement
to you.
Floors that last longer
I'm
than
talking
carpet.
To somebody else.
Now, I asked a question, and people were talking.
Okay.
How
dare we?
The answer...
How dare we?
We respect you.
I try to defer to my colleagues, and so I must ask you again. Maybe I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
Shoot.
Go ahead.
One more question.
Go ahead,
ask
Mike.
Ask one more, Mike.
And
one more.
We're listening.
And he did it.
One more. What was that?
Come
was
on,
that
Aaron.
I missed the question.
Come on, hear it,
Aaron.
We all did.
Mike, you're killing us with this.
Here we go.
Okay.
Aaron.
Here it is.
Describe your current shoes.
My shoes? My shoes are New Balance running shoes that are extremely worn out in the past 3 months because now I honestly run like 5 miles every other day.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
There's Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. I didn't know the drive-thru was that long.
Aaron from The Biggest Loser. Aaron, remember, most of these guys were drunk, but at least 2 of them actually watched the show last night and they're big fans. Correct, Mike and Fez?
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll tune in next week. Even
I wish
I won't
you a
there,
lifetime
I'm sure
of
it will
custard.
Be at least a little exciting and dramatic.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Hope you get invited back. Thank you, dude.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have
all
a
right.
good one.
Bye-bye.
A
whole absent show, and Spiewak finally gets me with the one line. Describe your current juice.
It's just crazy, boys. I mean, last night they made these fat asses. do a rap song about being fat.
That's sad.
Then, who needs a drink?
I'm a pro.
I'm good.
Who needs a drink? Fezzy, how much have you had, Buzz?
I'm fine.
I've had a drink and a half, and I am
incredible
up, dudes.
It looks to me like your glass is empty, Buzz.
My glass is empty.
Mike, how about your glass?
Wide empty.
Wide empty.
Fez, how about yours?
Mine's still half full. I'm doing just awful.
We have clown glasses.
Well, Fez gets a free pass.
With polka dots.
Fez has 4 hours of...
What? Come here, you. Come on. Mike, here comes Clementine Tran, the Japanese sales girl from North Carolina.
Coming in here in the studio?
Please, sing the song.
And I think we... Yeah, cool, yeah. I think we need some more stuff.
Oh, my God. One of the only salespeople in 20 years that I like.
She's hot. Give
you a hug.
He's so drunk.
Oh, Mike is so drunk.
But we all love Clem.
Hey, Clem. Yep, what's happening? Good. You want a drink?
Yes, I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That fan?
Make her up one.
Oh, hey. Oh, here you are. Hi, Beth. And I had you on the telephone. But now you're in here. We need, let me see, waitress. We need for Buzz 1, Fez 1, Mike 1,
I'm
and we
good.
Need and we need to get Clementine 1 as well.
Okay. Beth Ann always comes in with a look like she just saw a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What?
What's going on in here?
Hey, Clementine.
Yes.
What's happening? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yes, I'm doing very good.
It's so good to have you here.
Well, thank you all.
Now we have. Now you're doing the fake accent.
I know you.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Okay.
About
which one?
That's so
shall
funny.
We play? Shall we say? Oh, my darling, Grandma Time.
Because you're finally here in the studio. Oh, my darling, Grandma Time.
Oh, my darling, Grandma Time. You sound nothing like a impression. Oh, my darling.
You
want
to take a bet? Oh, my darling, Grandma Time.
Oh, I know you are not Ryan. What's going on with you and Giant Brian?
Oh, hold on a second. You got something going on with Giant Brian?
Who's Giant Brian?
Our new producer.
Ryan is a producer.
Yes. He's a great guy.
But I thought you were married to Augie.
I am married.
Your husband, Augie.
I can still look.
Married but not dead.
Augie, come see me in hospital.
So now the myth is broken.
Hello, Buzz is asleep.
What myth is broken, Mom?
My eyes are open.
What myth?
Death myth.
The way Clementine Tran speaks. There we are. Listen to the way she speaks.
The way I speak?
I swear I could buy the restaurant off of him for $10 tonight.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
You mean the fact that she does not talk like this all the time?
Yes. Forever. Where are you from in China?
That's Vietnamese.
What's that?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think she was hip to that. She was hip to the fact that she doesn't really talk like that, but it's cool that we have our tribute to you, right?
Yes, it's very cool.
And how is your husband, Augie?
He's doing good.
And what kind of name is Augie?
It's August.
August.
Is it not Augustus?
Augie Doggy.
It's a family name.
Hello, August.
Can we sing one more time?
Oh, my darling Clementine. We have just given you your first drink of absinthe on the show today. Clementine.
Take a big drink, Clementine.
She's drinking like everybody else should have. Oh, my darling Clementine. Wow, look at her gulp it all the way. Mm. I think she's more of a man than anybody else in here today.
I agree.
Look at that.
Oh, Clementine Tran.
Look at that. Unbelievable.
Hey,
Clementine, how you drink that so fast?
Get ready for a fun evening.
Okay, I'm riding with you.
I mean, I swear to God.
Oh, are you in the car with Jonathan, too?
Yes, he's taking my car.
We have one.
Fun Tran just chugged. Give her a round of applause.
I thought
sure.
You did.
Okay,
whatever.
Thank you, Mike. Delayed reaction.
We must have. My hands
I'm
don't
delayed
hurt.
Reaction because I've drank. I've drunken. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
You need one more. So do you, Buzz. We still have two more fabulous segments of news and comment to get to.
I have to do the news.
Can I please help with the
Don,
news?
Can I do the news?
Please. No, me, Don.
No. Don, I ask you after 20 years, can I do the news?
Let him do it.
And have Buzz comment on it, please.
Sure.
I'll read what he has in front of him.
It's okay with me.
Please.
Let's draw straws for this.
Right.
Robbie, you got cards?
Always.
Give me some cards.
It's fine with me.
Do it.
I'd love to.
I never get to. You're here every day, Mike.
You're the arbiter.
I know, but Fez, see, you're my best buddy, but Fez is our guest. Fez would like to play as well.
How about let Fez do the news?
Well, why don't you do the news with Fez?
Co-anchors.
Co-anchor stories?
Couldn't you do that? Couldn't you go back
only,
and forth?
Only if every time Fez finishes, he says, Mike?
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
No, he'll finish.
You have to throw it.
You ready, Fez?
I want to be Connie Chung to Buzz's Dan Rather. Oh, no offense, Clementine.
Fez.
What?
What?
Sorry.
Are you ready for the news, Fez?
I'm ready for the news.
All right, well then,
And 1 hour from now, I'll be listening to Don and Mike when you'll hear the Ron and Fez big ass word of the day.
Look, you need to look out the window and look at Jeff Hedges, the general, looking in here, genuinely laughing, something you don't ever see. Hi, hey. Jeff.
Hey, you know what?
I'm Jeff Hedges.
Fez, I just changed my mind.
What?
Yes, mister?
I don't want to do the news. I want to let Skippy do the news.
All by his lonesome?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll do it. I won't do it. It doesn't make any difference to me.
I thought we didn't call it Skippy to his face.
I like that with Skippy. Call me Skippy. I love that.
Let's ask him.
What,
are you kidding me?
Don, ask him, Skippy, are you capable?
I want to be Skippy.
Are you capable of doing...
See, I have been for 20 years.
Are you capable of doing the news?
I sure am.
I mean,
what do you think?
As capable as any of us.
Yeah, I think we'll go with him.
All right, then
let's
say
go for the original.
Then say for Lubbergia.
The news with Skippy.
Okay, and Clementine, do you want to hang in here? You got to get up to the microphone.
I'll let her give my line. Come here.
Get to most honorable microphone.
Like Skippy.
Now let's listen to Mike.
No, this is one of my favorite people here at the radio station.
All right. Hey, so drunk.
No, it's the truth.
That was the best Howard Reed I've heard.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Clement.
Oh, Mike. You're such a big, strong all-American.
Shut up.
With your nice round eyes.
Shut up.
Mike is very hot.
Thank you.
He is. Really good. You look like you've lost weight.
I loved you as the extra nurse on MASH.
This
great.
Is the tough room.
What?
That was very...
hot.
Professional.
Thank you.
Now, we've not even opened up the news thing yet.
No.
Oh. We're going to open it up now.
In a world. What do you want me to do, boss?
Hold on. Just remember this tape.
In a world where owning a radio
every day
was strictly forbidden,
Forboden.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That one?
That's me.
He made it up.
You remember this tape? We've only played it every day at this time. 10 years.
Remember?
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story? Boy, you guys are really pounding me up.
No.
Clem? Clem, how are you feeling?
I barely did here. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it sure is.
I like it very much.
Yeah, I know.
What is your lead story, Buzz?
What you got, Girdley?
Today on the news and comment, saving us all a lot of time and trouble, U.S. troops in Iraq have been called home by Madonna.
Saving us all a lot of what?
Time and trouble.
Perdone?
U.S. troops called home by Madonna.
Okay, are you ready to give Clem the... Now you give her the stuff. You ready?
Clem?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
Oh, that's a good ground.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I gotcha, gotcha.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Dad's is dancing like a girl. Mike's not here. Uh-huh. Clem's here.
Like a girl.
Like a girl.
Have a seat, Clem. Take Mike's seat. Time for Buzz's news and comments brought to you by Viramax. Viramax. And I'm not drunk. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, Viramax, number one.
That's right.
Does it really work?
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax. Get it at retailers nationwide. Hey, Mike.
Mike O'Meara joining him on the Don and Mike show.
Excuse me?
Mike O'Meara doing what, Buzz?
Joining us. Joining us now.
This isn't a birthday party for me.
Not since 70 have you seen a Vietnamese girl in your chair, huh? When you walked in the room.
Man, this is great. Is it news time?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How is that local spot?
It's time for Buzz's News and Comment, brought to you by Viramax. Someone call for a doctor.
I think I'm going to have a little iced tea now.
You should. Caffeine is good.
There we go. Let's have a sip.
Let's all have a little caffeine. That.
What do you got for us, Buzzy?
Now, hold on. Selling the tea?
I noticed that Clementine Tran is now, is that your second absence?
Oh, no, this is my third.
You are kidding me.
Ain't she
no,
you've had three, like, in the last 5 minutes?
They're little ones.
Oh, they're tiny
they're
ones?
They're not big like
well, she's little tiny anyway.
Full.
Like her foot size.
Little Asian serving.
I am very tired.
Buzz, you'll get past that.
I got to do 4 more hours. Be listening for that big ass word of the day coming up in a half hour.
The big ass word is fun.
Buzz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's time for news and comments
sure
here on
done.
The Absinthe Show.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready.
All right, well, I'll begin then.
I'm ready.
It's all going to be okay. All those U.S. troops in Iraq we're so worried about, they've now been told by Madonna they've been given the go-ahead to come on back home. The former pop star spoke these patriotic words from a studio in London yesterday.
Slut!
The BBC listeners heard her say, "I just don't want American troops to be in Iraq, period." Madonna told the listeners that's the wrong place to fight the war on terror. Quoting
period.
Her.
Period.
Quoting her, global terror is in California. And, of course, by that she's referring to her movies.
Some inspiration.
There she is. Madonna.
Madonna.
Isn't she wonderful?
Fun singer. She's got all the moves.
Oh, you want to sing, Glenn? Go ahead.
Cosmic commotion.
Come on, Glenn. Here we go.
Sing it, Glenn.
Get into the groove when I've got the groove. Your love to me.
They brought a karaoke dog.
Yeah, I know.
Get into the seat.
Oh, yeah.
The rest.
Hey, Revelation.
Hey, Revelation. I see the lovers on the other side.
They know these
things.
Great job, man.
I love this so much better than when she does Horror Day.
At night, I lock the doors and no one else can see.
Yeah.
I'm just dancing room by myself. At night, I want to dance with someone else.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's, you rock.
Don't be sorry.
Oh, Madari, oh, Madari,
Clementine.
Oh, you came and sang like Madonna.
Oh, Madari, Clementine.
Oh, Madari, Clementine. Why do you have a towel on your head? Towel head?
I didn't want to look at towel head while laughing.
What?
What?
That Jag.
What's that? What?
Jag.
Yes, that was Jag working.
Now we make all the ethnic, and we'll bring them all in together.
What?
Oh,
darling.
Oops.
Bad and yet hot at the same time.
That's
Fez looks when he gets out of the shower.
I was just going to say,
you don't have to tell me.
Fez has the towel in his hair the way that a girl puts the towel in her hair when she's coming out of the shower. Isn't that right, Clem?
It's a little bit too perfect.
It is. I
washed my hair.
As
it's
always.
Disturbing. Or run promotions at JFK.
Okay, Jag. See, we have a guy up on the third floor who, you know, he's like Jag from Johnny Quest.
Right.
He's
Haji. He's a
flying
Indian distraction.
Descent. He's an Indian distraction. That's what he is, Mike.
This is Arninger.
Joe Arninger.
Look at the locusts. Fantastic. What's the next story, Bill?
Heads. You know, did Madonna even send in an absentee ballot to vote in this past election that she's allowed to comment on the war?
I don't think so, Fez. But she can move.
She can dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clementine Tran. Direct from Hong Kong.
Come on.
Tokyo.
And
Saigon.
How could something be so bad and yet so hot at the same time?
A round of applause.
Yeah,
Clementine.
Very nice.
Love her.
Absolutely.
Heads continue to roll in Iraq and at the White House, where John Ashcroft is out as America's top cop. Beloved by conservatives, Ashcroft is stepping aside to spend more time with his family. He's the Bush official who started his job by draping a cloth over Lady Justice because it was just so Janet Jackson. Beloved by himself, Ashcroft writes in his resignation letter, and
I'm
I
not
quote,
allowed to have a cigar. Everybody else is getting drunk.
I don't
have
see a cigar. I don't see any cigar.
J-Dubs to the air studio. J-Dubs to the air studio.
Quoting Ashcroft in his letter of resignation, the objective of securing the safety of Americans from crime and terror has been achieved.
He says, Buzz.
We're safe and secure. Yes, Mike.
Oh, now his job is done. I'm
Buzz,
a Bond.
That's right. You got it, Fez.
He's gone, Buzz.
Who's gone? Ashcroft.
Dubs, you
gone.
Can be a little more generous for me. This is a two-cigarette segment.
Hey, Clementine?
Oh,
Clementine?
Clem wants one.
And you can dance. Inspiration.
Insulation.
Come on, come on.
Oh. Oh, me love you long time.
Get into the groove. You got to prove your love to me.
Is this lady unflappable or unflappable?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, my God.
I like your daughter, Rordace.
It should be noted that all of America is still under at least a yellow alert for terrorism, orange in the parts of the country that have already been attacked.
All right, you said yellow alert and you hurt Clementine's feelings. All right, come on.
I would never intentionally hurt Clementine's feelings or any other part of her.
You said orange alert and you hurt Surf's feelings.
Oh, no.
With his orange fingers.
He'll survive. He always has. Also, out is Commerce Secretary Don Evans. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I never do.
Now, this will not be rebroadcast as the best of Don and Mike, but
no?
I'd like to have this tape forever. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
you can
dance.
Yeah.
We have one salesperson that is left from the old school,
ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, China Doll from the Time Tram.
Yeah.
She's smoking. I gave her a cigarette.
She's taking a big dragon, not singing.
I used to smoke. I just quit.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you. How long did you last without cigarettes before today?
2.5 years.
Wow.
You kidding? So you mean after 2.5 years, this is it? A little absinthe and you're off the wagon?
Jen dragged not five.
Well, what?
It's not menthol, so that's okay.
Well.
I'll be fine.
That's why I have my alter ego, Satan.
Satan. Hell Satan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're kidding, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what about Ashgrove, Buzz?
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Fez, what's happening tonight on the Ron and Fez show?
Tonight on the Ron and Fez show.
Yes. Fez is draped in a towel playing with his Grizzly Adams beard right now.
Yeah, I'm not telling you. I should tell somebody that back in the 80s, we used to have a few shows like this, and it's a lot of fun to revisit that. And so, Fez,
you
what do you have?
Somebody? You said I should tell somebody. Who should
you
tell?
My listening audience, Don.
I smell Swedish meatballs.
So what do you have on
I'm not Swedish.
Ron and Fez, what's planned on a big get-together tonight?
Tonight we'll have some details on how you can win a trip to Sandog, San Diego, California, on the Ron and Fez show.
Sandog. Clementine Tran, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys got to shut up and let her do it.
Inspiration.
Start it again. Never mind.
From the top.
Before I, ladies and gentlemen, Clementine Tran.
And you can dance. Inspiration.
Hey, I'm going to go home and get drunk tonight. That I promise you.
Okay.
Well, you have to.
I'm waiting. To the groove, oh, you got to prove your love to me.
Fireworks. We are professional broadcasters.
Look it up.
Right. Amen.
Right, Buzz?
I was just pointing out that since Ashcroft has left and he says security is under control in this country, it should be noted that all of America is still under at least a yellow alert for terrorism, orange in the parts of the country that have already been attacked. Also out, Commerce Secretary Don, you heard me. Also out, Commerce Secretary Don Evans, and soon to go, Defense Secretary Donald Wild Eyes Rumsfeld, and Secretary of State Colin, you're the boss, Powell. The opening of either job means a promotion for team player Condoleezza Rice.
This whole administration is yellow alerted all over us.
And even in your drunk, whatever state you're in.
What are you saying?
You're the captain.
You still
I want to remind you, you're the captain.
That's right. You're driving the ship.
What do you mean?
You're driving the ship.
You have to get all your sentences right.
Well, God damn. I'm trying.
Good luck.
I'm trying.
Don, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm with you all the way, buddy.
You're saying even drunk, I still have an agenda.
Yeah, even drunk, correct. You still... What? Because I'm holding a cigar in my hand?
I love you, baby. Oh, God, this is fun.
It was quite a post-election week. Yes, Don?
We have to break.
Oh.
What?
But first, I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know the song.
Oh, you don't know this one? What is this, Janet?
I know what you can do for me lately.
Oh.
I used to do tap to that.
Oh, it's tap. Amazing.
Well, can you dance to this?
Please. And you can
dance. For us.
God.
Now Clementine is dancing.
I want to hear you do Ray Rady the Ray.
What's wrong with that?
Ray Lady. Ray Rady Ray.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, not this. That's a piece of garbage, Rob. We have anything else,
Clementine? Can we get some semblance of professionalism here?
Simply.
Doubtful.
I can do tap, too.
You tap goes good on the radio.
Tap is great for
you. Can you tap dance?
I can tap dance.
You can tap dance?
To what have you done for me lately?
I don't think we have.
All right, it's hitting her. It's hitting her, Donna Mike.
How many of you had
it
one?
Is, it's going to.
Clem had chugged one. How are you feeling?
Feeling very good.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Let's just put it this way. Augie's going to take South Vietnam tonight. And she'll never know.
We'll go back to your head.
And I can dance. Inspiration.
Yes, you can.
You should see her. Little China doll.
Come on.
That's the same microphone the Bare Naked Ladies.
Waiting. Get into the groove, bro. You got to prove your love to me.
I love the karaoke.
Into the freestyle. You got to prove your love to me.
What are you going to be like that for? What, Mike?
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi, Lam.
Yeah. So, Buzz.
Yes. What do you got coming up next? More fascinating news.
Do you have a story in
mind? Do you
have
a tease? A story? I've got several.
How about throwing out one?
Okay, when we come back...
Give us one, Brokaw, all right?
How people are dealing with the week after the election.
How to deal.
How to deal.
With the week after the election.
How to deal.
What do you think, Clem?
I think it's great.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Okay. They're all thonged up.
Here we are.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are.
Hi, everybody. It's time for more news with Buzz, brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, a revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now. At fine retailers. Here again. Very absent up, Buzz Burbank. We have had some of our idiot listeners calling.
What?
Wondering how everybody's going to be getting home tonight.
We have designated drivers.
We have drivers.
We have drivers.
I have four more hours.
How are you? I invited your partner. He has arrived at
Has he?
Ron Bennington.
Bennington.
Or even Bennington, sure.
Has arrived at the facility.
Yeah, Mike.
And he's here.
So anyway, to the people who have called and wondered.
Yes.
Both Rob and I have not had a drink today.
Good for
Buzz
you.
Has a designated driver. Mike has a designated driver. Fez has to do his radio show tonight.
Good luck, man.
Everybody is taken care of. Don will be giving me a ride and out to O'Mara's restaurant tonight. Rob will be...
Hold on. Buzz will be giving me a ride before I leave.
What happens is, Mike, I'll be driving you to Don's house, and Don will drive both of us back here.
That's how it works. So we're set.
It shouldn't be a problem.
That's it.
You guys know that you're really being driven by Jonathan, the sales guy that's in love with Beth Ann.
Yeah. We are aware of that.
And you are aware his
car... He's got a crush on Beth Ann.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
He's got a girlfriend who we think might be... You're going to find this a novel concept. A beard. We think that she might be gay.
A beard like you have.
On his face.
Huge.
And also the other kind
of
beer.
You've run out of gas already, haven't you?
No.
Your show.
Oh, no, it's good because in 10 minutes I start my show, so it's fine if I run out of gas now.
You can catch a power nap between the programs. Charge your battery.
Ron, lean around me.
Ron, if you're in here, stop by and see Fez.
Come in and sing.
Help him.
Buzz?
Hi, Don or Mike.
Don or Mike?
Here he comes. Here he comes down the hallway. Let's.
Hi, Don by
Ron Bennington. Of the Ron and Fez show.
Is he capable of doing his last newscast?
No, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, he is. We've only got 5 minutes.
Here he comes.
Now I'm really embarrassed. Uh-oh, it's Ron and Clementine.
Ronald Bennington.
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
Hey, has anybody got a 30 they can let me give her?
30?
Hey, Clem?
Yes. And I can do this. Inspiration.
Oh, God. You're listening to the Chinese doll.
Come on.
Clementine Tran.
I'm waiting.
Hey, Howard,
you got to prove to me.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Who? Hey, who wants to play Deer Hunter with her?
Oh, my God.
Ron gets the prize.
He's fresh.
Play. We got some fresh legs coming in here.
Yeah,
he's like Jerome Bettis coming off the bench for the Steelers.
Now, how long you work with this guy, Fez, up here?
Oh, it's interview time. Welcome.
Matter of fact, Clementine was just telling me somebody in the building is interested in Fez.
I do think that Dave Howard has a thing for you.
Really?
I knew it.
Yeah. I think Dave has a thing for you.
So you're outing sales guy Dave Howard?
Wow. He's our sales manager, and he's my direct manager, so yes.
Somebody had to.
I think he has a thing for you.
Oh, clown.
I think he wants you. I'm totally serious.
Totally. I know you are.
Totally.
Yeah, because I have everything to lose in this. I think he wants
she does.
No, I think I have a little more.
No.
No, he
does. Because I'll be walking
you.
Funny.
So Clementine.
No, I think he likes you.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Look how close she is to spilling her drink.
Yeah.
No, Rob.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Rob,
waste it.
Who do you like, Clementine?
And I noticed the hair
do
is
I
now
like?
Down. Your hair is down now, Clem.
Yeah.
Your hair was up before, it's down
no,
now.
No, it wasn't up before.
Yeah, it's over socks.
It's just growing.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
No, my hair's just growing.
Hey, Ron, how the hell are you going to fix this tonight? What are you going to do?
I'm going to let it roll.
Good
Let's
luck.
See how far he can go. Let's
Good
see
luck.
How far the big man can go with it.
I've had so much fun.
And Fezzy.
Swear to God.
It's quite a post-election week, really. Fighting in Iraq.
Really, buddy?
Yeah, no, seriously, Don. Fighting in Iraq has escalated.
Seriously.
Election's over.
Well,
turn into FNWTOP then. All right.
Chuck, Jock.
Very hot.
Chuck, Jock.
They're not doing that well.
Big.
Fighting in Iraq has escalated.
Listen to Clem Trent.
Or you could dance.
I stepped on it again, didn't I?
No, yeah.
I did it every time.
Almost every time.
Come on. Buzz is very hot.
Thank you, Clementine. So are you.
We should all tape our eyes back and just dance behind her.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm cool with that.
God. What? What'd you say? You're cool with
that? I would be cool with that.
Sure, it's not tape on your eyes.
Now, Clem, Augie is here, right? Augie is here, your husband.
And your husband?
Very
great guy.
Open, and he loves Buzz's News Hour. That's his favorite hour.
God bless him.
Buzz?
Yes.
We got to get out of here.
I understand, Don.
Mike, we got to go.
Another juror has been booted off the jury in the Scott Peterson double murder trial.
Buzz,
cares
about Buzz, look at the clock.
Yeah, I see the clock. It's time to go.
Finally. Okay, that means finally.
Okay, finally then. Hey, in Palm Springs, something to keep in mind when ordering glassware on eBay. One eBay customer says she received her glassware that she ordered packed in used Depends adult diapers.
Oh, well.
I'm not kidding about that.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, it's soft. It works.
Another customer says...
Come on, baby. How's it going?
Another eBay customer says her package came packed in mouse droppings. eBay customers can complain about this through the auction website's investigation service. Other customers recommend the recipient report the incident to their local health department.
Yes.
One customer says he received a phonograph record packed in a pizza box.
Pizza box.
With a cheese pizza. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That's too good.
That's a hell of an effort.
Just silly.
Well, listen, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the recap. And you'll want to be listening to the first segment tomorrow, right, Mike?
Why?
You're going to have some
Bingo.
Fun. You're going to have some fun tomorrow. Hey, Clem, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Fez Watney, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you, Donna, Mike. I do this all the time.
Well, Ron and Fez.
Right here. This is the team.
Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK on Live 105 and also in Tampa Bay on The Buzz. What are you doing over there, Buzz?
I'm sorting out things.
Okay. Well, let me just say good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Right. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
How have you been?
I'll call you tonight when I'm drunk.
I'll be there.
1980s.
PartyForLife.com.
Good night, everybody.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.